We're hypothetically on.
Okay.
So, 6.
4 minutes early of an hour late.
Yeah, we bullshitted for a while. To be fair, it's been a long time because shit kept happening.
Yeah, I mean, there was PAX East last week, and then the weekend before that, just people had things to do.
Moving.
Yeah, I moved. If any of y'all figured out where I lived, fuck you. I moved. Can't find me anymore.
He's a forever an enigma.
Well, I'm just gonna Google your name. There's a picture of you.
There's actually a lot of different people with my name.
Are you trying to find them on Facebook?
Apparently, yeah. If you Google my name, the fifth picture is Obama.
Neat.
Yeah, it sure is. But the first one is you.
Hush.
No, we don't want him to be identified. What if we get like really creepy John Lennon tier fans?
His Twitter profile picture. So.
Yeah, but like, what about what if somebody like pulls a John Lennon on him?
I used our real names last time, Tom Mitchell of Massachusetts.
See, I'm lucky enough where there's actually not only are there just a bunch of people named Tom Mitchell in Massachusetts. There's actually a second Tom Mitchell at my company.
Wow.
It was a second Nick DiPetrillo at our college that kept giving me his confidential information.
I have not found another person with my name.
There's a lot of old men. That
I think that there was actually a professor that was named Tom Mitchell as well.
Okay.
I have a very unique last name.
Yeah.
We
I think
bullshitted
it's really...
for an hour and then instantly derailed.
Yeah.
That's all right.
58 minutes.
We're still
Georgie, there's a lot of people with your name. Most of them seem to be old black ladies.
So am I an old black lady?
You could be the exception.
Just an incredibly pale one?
Yeah.
That's also pretty young.
Maybe albino. Maybe you're
okay.
Albino.
Episode 6, Chronicles of Narnia. Who remembers what happened last time?
Surprisingly enough, I do.
I remember crashing through, well, not actually, crashing into a wall and catching a bird and something flying and then stabbing a guy.
Found America's sweetheart. Green
there was
chat.
An orb.
Who's giving a recap?
I will. May I volunteer my services?
I think we're all giving parts of one.
Your
commerce. Give a cohesive summary.
So the only thing I don't remember about what happened was the name of the town that we ended up in.
Have that written down.
Arryn.
Arryn. Okay, so the party arrives in Arryn. City of filled with dwarves. We're trying to find either Orin the Deathless, or we're trying to find the mine that he apparently commissioned to have around here. Along the way, we run into Greem, who is tied up in a bunch of shackles. Shenanigans happen. We do eventually end up freeing him, thanks to the efforts of Bjorn. After being convinced that he was our only lead on where to find those mines. We also spoke to the elder of the village. The elder of the village apparently was unable to see Hild because he had been severed away from the gods. Couldn't see her, couldn't hear her. So he ends up sending a note off to Orin, and Hild, tracks, like, basically just kind of stands there because she's invisible inside of his little aviary. Bunch of crazy bullshit happens. He ends up getting shoved against the wall by her while she's trying to scream, like, you know, tell us where he is. And a bunch of ravens start attacking her. She leaves and tries to follow the raven that's gone off to Orin the Deathless and fails to do so. We question the elder.
The shoving against the wall happened after all that.
That's right, yeah. Sorry, you try and find it, you end up failing at it, then you shove him against the wall, we all burst in, Greem gets his weapons back, we...
And gold. I got extra gold, too.
That's true.
Yeah,
I got
all of that.
We ended up questioning the Elder, and then taking him with us on the cart, we're trying to find Orin the Deathless. Hild takes off in hot pursuit of a whole bunch of the ravens that go flying everywhere because, you know, they just keep saying, hearing the word Orin over and over and over again, and they think, oh, that's where I need to go. We travel through the woods on a path. At some point, Georgiana manages to join us, and also, because she can turn into a bird, flies off with Hild.
I just chased Hild.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she flies off.
I flew by.
You can do that.
Because I'm awesome.
We end up dumping the Elder in the middle of the woods after learning where we need to go. Bjorn's hammer guides us to where we need to go. We end up climbing up the side of a mountain. Grim ends up saving Kevin from falling to certain doom, which is just absolutely wonderful. We get to the top of the mountain where Hild and... I'm sorry, Georgiana, I forgot the name of your character.
Sasa,
thank you. End up continuously killing whom we assume is Orin the Deathless. And it turns out he's just, like he's regenerating every single time they lop off a limb or, like, cut off his head or something like that. So
I think it's more of an eye as opposed to a we.
Oh, yeah.
Or I cut his spine off.
It really is very much just Hild cutting him to pieces.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop doing that.
Sasa is incredibly confused by this and thinks maybe you guys got a point with the whole, you know, Ragnarok is an exercise in futility thing, but we don't care about that because we all burst onto the scene, start discussing what the hell are we going to do with this guy now that he's basically a severed head and a continuously regenerating body. And then suddenly there's a roar, and apparently his pet shows up, and there's a fight about to happen now.
Yep. You know, you forgot all the best parts of the session, a.k.a. anything I did.
Nothing?
You did?
No, I mentioned that, yeah, you fell to almost your certain death.
I mean, there was that, but the orb, that happened.
That's true. Like,
was that part? Oh, that's right. Oh, my God,
yeah,
I completely forgot
the
orb. Yeah. That's right. The very beginning of the session, we found an orb at the bottom of the lake, which we're not really sure what it does, but good lord, did Glitterstid decide that he wanted to keep it.
Yeah,
I
forgot
orb
about
almost
that
as much as I love Grim.
Oh, yeah. And the evilness of
and I have a pocket.
We have no idea what that was supposed to be.
Book.
Yeah. Oh, no. Avon. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about Avon's book. It's not evil. What if it's actually just a really cool dude on the other end, okay? And nobody knows about it either. I'm the only one who does.
Well, Bjorn knows it looks evil, for sure.
It looks evil as all hell. Mm. But that was because he... Okay, that's metagaming. But basically, like, the moment I saw somebody trying to speak to me, I just slammed the book shut.
Hello?
Yep.
Tom's dying.
Okay. I was saying, am I dying or is Tom?
Anyway, that's true, yeah. I did completely forget about the orb. I'm sorry about forgetting about your very, very precious orb, Kevin.
Anyways,
on the plus side, the damn thing appears to be indestructible because we tried to shatter it and it just kept coming back
together.
It's
like Orin the Deathless.
Yeah.
Except it's Orbin the Deathless.
I'm not going to lie, gross. I forgot about the orb, and in my head, I just kind of conflated it with the Evans game. With the little girl who got the thing. I was like, oh yeah,
sorry,
evil
yeah
things that people just give
the
people.
Warlock thing.
Yeah.
So I realized
you conflated it with games you're not in.
Yeah.
I realized that I have kind of hacked it together, but that's like to my best recollection what happened last session.
Better than I had, so way to go.
Yeah, you kind of skimmed over Orin's plot where he basically said that he is going to kill all of the gods.
No, he said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
He said that.
No, I mentioned that. Well,
I skimmed over
it because mostly the thing that I took away from it was that Sasa
that's
was starting to get doubts about the whole Ragnarok being an exercise in futility thing. But if it's going to happen anyway, I mean, killing the gods isn't exactly going to improve our chances. That's all I got.
I don't know, it's a fight between the gods and some other things, so...
Yeah, but anyways, before we start, one last thing. Let's all say it together, listeners and players alike. Kevin, remember rituals.
Yes.
Kevin.
Kevin, please
Kevin
remember rituals.
Kevin.
I actually put that in my notes.
Kevin.
What?
Put it in bold across the top
okay
of the page.
I want to perform a ritual to banish Orin the Undying from existence.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. He's banished. Orin the Deathless is fine, though. You gotta be very
sorry. Banish.
I said his name like 3 times, Kevin.
I'm bad with names.
So, yes. Wizards can perform rituals to do basically anything, given certain circumstances, if they're at a place of power. And over the last 2 sessions, I mentioned about 80 times that the lake you guys fished the orb out of radiates with magical power. Kevin just nodded his head every time and went, "Ooh, that's a curious phrase that he keeps using over and over."
Yep.
I want my experience point. I don't intend on failing.
The next time you say it, can you be like, wink?
Wait, that
I
way.
Felt like I was.
No, you have to be more obvious.
Yeah, to be fair, Nick, whenever you're narrating things, you do tend to put emphasis on stuff that is obviously important, but we're never sure if it's important for story reasons or mechanical reasons.
I'm not blaming it on him.
What you should be is like, this is a perfect place for Kevin's wizard to cast a ritual.
Yes, that's
no,
a great discussion.
God, that is just spoon-feeding it to us.
Yeah, that's spoon-feeding it.
I think that might be something we need.
Here comes the plane.
Anyways, you're about to fight something.
We were about to fight one of Orin the Deathless's little pets. We don't know what that is, but we're going to find out the hard way.
Yes.
I hope it's a cat.
Tune in next week for the battle. Great session.
Oh.
Oh, I'm tempted to actually end. Okay, Tom, Mitchell, take your experience.
Yeah, I'm never gonna fail.
Okay, good luck with that.
I'll never fail.
Yes, so you guys were standing around the severed, rapidly regenerating head of Orin the Deathless when you heard a commotion from the front of the cave, at which point he smiled at you and admitted that he's just been stalling you guys until his allies arrive.
I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? This sounds like an evil thing to do.
I
would like to make another strike to trim whatever has already regenerated.
You're just gonna give him a shave?
Can you just, like, chop his head into, like, guacamole?
Nah. Ew.
What happens to his severed parts?
They rot.
They just... I eat them.
I think I remember them rotting super fast.
Yeah, aww. it seems like everything regenerates from his head downward.
Okay, so we can't,
like I
really
said, turn
solve
his head into
hunger.
Guacamole, see what happens.
Yeah, it's Piccolo regeneration.
Can I pickpocket his decapitated legs?
What are you trying to take?
I don't know. What's he got?
In his, it's in his pockets.
Gold? Who knows?
From what you can tell, he's living an extremely aesthetic life. Like, he's dressed in rags and sleeping on a mat of disgusting straw.
He might have, like, a family heirloom, though, like a pocket watch or, like, a class ring or something.
Mage school. Graduate.
You know what?
Do it,
absolutely. Go ahead and. Yes, exactly.
What do you want me to roll?
Discern realities.
Yeah,
so it's 2d6 plus your wisdom.
To see just how much swag this guy's got in his rags.
That's a 9.
So one question. So probably the. What's valuable on...
What here is useful
or valuable? What here is useful or valuable to me? It better not be another torch.
It could be. Maybe that's all that's left.
It's a double-ended torch.
I'll take it.
Small dagger made of substance.
It's a small dagger made of wood and oil.
So, you don't find anything on this person. You start digging through his disgusting straw matting. And you find a small dagger made of substance. Okay. And an old skull missing its jaw.
Ooh, Bob.
I take both of them.
Ew. So just as a reminder, substance is the stuff that can kill ghosts, right?
Yes.
Or things that can't normally be killed.
And now presumably the gods as well.
Whoa, that's way more powerful than we last said. Okay.
Well, we're not actually sure.
That's
he just
his plan.
Yeah, that's his plan. Putting one and one together, you think at least he believes that. Or maybe he just wants it to kill the Einherjar. But you imagine it is for some reason critical to his plan to murder the gods.
Now it's critical to my stabbing, so That's a plus.
Just remember it's a little squishy. So
it's meant to kill things that can't die. What if you stab his regenerating head with it?
Listen, guy, this is too valuable to just go stabbing heads with, alright?
Oh.
I stab his head.
Okay.
I'll stab Orin's head with that. With that substance.
It goes splorch. He does not seem to enjoy it.
Are you stabbing like the stump part or like his eye? Or...
right in the forehead.
Okay.
And now I have to shake his head off it.
What did you do to him?
Orin kebab.
Are we gonna just keep on this body harm thing?
No, I think this is starting to get a little cruel.
What direction is the rumbling coming from?
Well, I mean, he can regenerate.
The mouth of the cave, and in fact, you guys can start to hear, like, a whooshing, like a flapping of wings moving air. To this point, you can feel current blowing through the cave, making the candles and torches flicker.
Oh, dear.
So it is big winged thing.
So it's a giant fucking bird.
Dragon.
The Eagles.
Maybe it's a different Valkyrie.
Yeah, I'm going to go investigate.
Check this out. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, anyone taking care of the head, or am I going to be doing this? Well, Crowley is on the ground, is what I'm saying.
Right, so, yeah, just, you know, keep an eye on it. We got this.
Or I can take it. I already have some other round thing.
That's
true.
Weren't
you planning on smashing the orb and letting it reform around his head?
That was an option.
Smash it.
Are you sure?
Head in a jar.
Must we torture this man?
No, we're not torturing him. We're trying to preserve him.
And yes.
Looks like torture to me.
Well, no, that's just how he'll does everything.
I don't see what's wrong with this.
Well, I'm just trying to kill him.
Like, okay. This guy is beyond blaspheming.
Yeah.
Who's going to investigate?
I am.
I'm going, and I'm tossing out the idea of pickling his head in vinegar as I leave.
Put him in a jar. An iron cinder block.
So, Avon and Bjorn are going towards the entrance.
Where Bjorn goes, I must follow.
Yep, you guys have fun with
getting
killed by whatever that is.
Well, see you guys later. Have fun.
Okay, so Dylan just takes care of the head.
Bjorn. I know a lot of people who have had Thor on their side have died.
Is Thor actually on our side right now, or are you not feeling the mojo today?
I tap my chin thoughtfully, and then I'm like, I'm about to cast guidance, and then I will say like, wait, no, yes, of course he's on our side. We're gonna go kill this thing, and he's gonna be there helping us, because that's what he does.
Can't you not cast guidance? I thought you lost it.
That's what
when
was.
When you used it to guide.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did lose guidance. Yeah, it is marked off on my sheet. Well, at least I could have cast
3 weeks,
light.
And I remember that for some reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
Honestly, I probably would have cast light
instead.
It's a lucky
guess.
Like,
I mean,
it's pulling me towards the fight. We have to go.
Okay. As Bjorn and Avon buddy up and head towards the entrance, you can hear that it is not just a single wing beat, but a swarm of them.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Rounding the corner, perfectly guided through this labyrinth, illuminated by Bjorn's glowing hammer, you see creatures.
Awesome.
Vaguely humanoid, vaguely feminine, with great rending claws and wings like they're made of spectral energy. They are gaunt. It's just... there's nothing wasted on their forms. It's just skin stretched over muscle. I mean,
well, that's not right. That's not right at all.
It looks almost like someone mummified a Valkyrie.
Huh.
Yeah, my immediate thought here is harpies.
My there immediate are... thought is to bless my weapon and
my
smashing face.
Second immediate thought here is, have I heard any legends about these things and the great warriors that have destroyed them?
There are at least six of them barreling down the tunnel towards you.
I guess what I'm asking here is, are they unique, or is this a is this like something that heroes have encountered in the past?
It is something that heroes have encountered in the past. What specifically does your bullshit get you?
I wonder indeed.
Your cheaty bullshit of tell me the plot all the time forever?
Yep! No, it just lets me ask you any question about it. But I probably have to keep it mundane, like what do those claws do, or is there anything to watch out?
Alright, you specialize in legends of heroes past, right?
Yeah. So if this is something like that I would if I was reading a bunch of fan fiction about heroes that involved these things.
Go ahead and ask a question.
Alright.
If they're undead, that would be fantastic.
No. What, if anything, created these?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
To your eyes, they have enough similarities to the forms of Valkyries that you would expect that they are of divine origin.
Ah, so then they must have come from one of the many stories of the creations of the Einherjar gone horribly horribly corrupt at the hands of the Frost Giants.
Could be.
I would like to try spouting lore about these things, like, when I first see them.
Okay.
It's a failure, so...
Experience?
Yeah. Do I get nothing, or do I get some really fun information that's gonna lead me astray?
So, you get...
Literally nothing.
No, I'm hoping for something that's... Yeah. Oh, I totally
better to have nothing something. Than better to have nothing than everything that is wrong.
I disagree. Come on, Tom. What happened to failure is interesting.
It went out the window when I realized how easy it is for us to die.
Nah.
You stand there trying, racking your brain as they're flying right towards you. Stunned and staggered, and the thing that you come up with as they fly at you, the revelation that pops into your head is, fuck, we're all gonna die.
Great, awesome.
As one of these things grips you up in their claws and starts to fly off with you.
Oh, like out?
And,
or in?
No, keep down the tunnel. Like, and you're a giant, so you're just getting road hauled.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay.
For 6 damage.
Ooh, okay. Does armor come into that or no?
Yes, your armor does help you. Okay. But yeah, literally it digs its back talons into you and starts dragging you along. Avon, I would also like you to defy danger as this swarm is sweeping over you as well.
Alright, let's see. Are these creatures intelligent?
You have no idea. Why?
Okay. No, well, I just mean that, like, in terms of game mechanics, do I not look like a threat to them? Because of how small I am and how, like, weak I look.
You would suspect so, because you think they have a similar origin to Valkyries, and they went for Bjorn first.
Okay.
So you would guess that they at least have some value in martial strength.
Yeah, then I would like to take +1 using the fact that I am a tiny and useless creature to defy danger with dexterity by dodging out of the way of their claws.
So you want to basically dodge and cower.
Yeah.
Like, don't hurt me, I'm just a bard.
Yep. Well, really, don't hurt me, I'm just a small creature.
Go for it.
Okay. Best I can do. I didn't even need it. Double sixes.
Oh, nice.
And that's not even the new dice. Yeah. Just dodging around, jumping back and forth, whatever I can.
Yeah, you just whip back and forth as the swarm passes over and through you.
If I possibly could, if I'm fast enough, I'd like to chase down the one that is dragging Bjorn.
Oh, well, while she's doing that, I would like to bless myself so I can start beating on her with my hammer.
Yeah.
Whenever that gets to be available as an option.
Okay, I want to hear about how you're going to catch these creatures.
I'm a lot faster on my feet than I look, and I imagine because this thing is dragging a giant, it's probably moving a little bit slower than it ordinarily would be.
You know what? You nailed your defy danger, sure. As the last one passes, you just kind of like grab onto Bjorn by the leg and start getting pulled along with him.
The moment that I'm able to regain my bearings, I want to pull myself like along Bjorn's body, take out my rapier, and just drive it into this thing.
Right. Bjorn, there is a little person crawling up your body. There are talons digging into your shoulders, and you are trying to call upon the power of your god.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm trying to, like in between, ow, oh, oh god, ah. Between all that, I would like to be chanting the holy words to Thor, asking him to bless my weapon for guiding it towards my enemies.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So am I taking any kind of penalties to my casting for all this shit that's going on, or is this just going to be a normal casting roll?
I'm pretty much never supposed to invoke penalties, I think.
Okay, cool beans.
It's just going to be much worse for you if you fail.
No, that is an 11.
All right!
I'm good at casting. Wrong.
This time.
For now.
Okay, so I have a minus one going forward to casting, but I have a plus one ongoing, so long as battle continues and I continue to stand and fight. Which, I don't know how literal it has to be since I'm not standing, but I am trying to fight.
No, yeah, as long as you're not running away, I think. Or trying to avoid the fight.
Or hiding in another room.
So yeah, like, as soon as possible, let me know whenever it's possible. I want to smack this thing in the face.
Yeah, you're raising your hammer as you cast your spell, ready to bring it down. And as you're doing so, Avon is getting in position.
Can we make a hammer and rapier sandwich here?
Is this going to be a dual tap that we're doing here?
Both of you can roll it.
Oh, shit, son. That's a 12.
That's an experience point for me.
So I get stabbed with a rapier, and I hit her in the face.
Yeah. Tell me about this damage.
Oh god, it's been a long time since I've hit it. It's... Is it just my damage, or do you also add strength?
It's your damage, and then if your weapons do anything, then they do a thing. Otherwise, nothing.
Shit, I don't remember. It's been too long.
I don't believe your hammer gives extra damage. I think you just bash things with whatever your damage bonus is.
Yeah, very few weapons have a damage bonus.
Does Hilt's halberd have one? I thought it did.
Mine does. Yeah.
It's plus one, right?
Yeah.
Very few weapons have a damage bonus.
Okay, cool. Yep, so I just deal the d6 because, well darn. Hey, but I deal 5.
Alright.
Yeah. Next thing I cast is gonna be a magic weapon because I want that extra d4 damage.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Once this damage is dealt, what happens as a result of abject failure?
Bjorn strikes this thing, and you're trying to drive your rapier into it. When he strikes it, it bucks and bobs in the air, and you are thrown off as you're about to make your thrust. taking 4 damage.
How?
And the flock continues to sweep along the hallways. They know exactly where they're going, so they're just like whiplashing around corners, and you very quickly find yourself alone in the tunnels.
Does armor get taken into account?
Yes, your armor does absorb some of that.
That's good. Soaks the 1. I'm down to 12. I pull myself to my feet. That's it. I'm gone. Like they're. I have no idea what's going on here.
When you say gone,
do you mean gone down the hallway away from
us? I'm gone. They're gone. I have no clue where anyone is.
It depends on how observant you are. There is a way.
Yeah. I would like to discern realities in order to, I believe I can use discern realities to ask a question about where they went, right?
If discern realities gives you the thing that I did last session.
What should I be on the lookout for would be helpful.
Ah, there we go. That's the one, yeah. I'm looking at the questions here. I wasn't sure if it was, what is about to happen or what should I be on the lookout for.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
And that's intelligence, or is it wisdom? Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Alright, it's raw. This isn't good, but... Oh, 10. Okay, I'll take it. Oh,
okay. You could ask 2 more other than that if you want.
Alright. I want to know, what should I be on lookout for?
The marks that Hild made earlier to guide the way.
Yeah.
As we were exploring the tunnel.
Nice. Noted.
What here is not what it appears to be?
It's a good question.
Answer could always be nothing.
Yeah, but that's no fun. What is not what it appears to be? The creatures. In your thinking before, you were trying to figure out what attempted to make Valkyries and messed it up. Now that you had a good long think in the dark, your thinking has come around to these were Valkyries. What has happened to them?
Ooh, that's interesting. All right, and the third question I want to ask is, what is about to happen to Bjorn?
He's about to beat the shit out of a Valkyrie.
But what is about to happen? But if I can, I'd like to know. Like, I'd like to use that question to ask, where is it taking him? But I guess what is about to happen? I don't know if that's too much of a stretch. If it's not, if it is, then...
I think you're only really allowed to ask as it's written.
Yeah.
And oh, okay. Nick will interpret it as however...
Darn it.
What is about to happen?
Yeah, what is about to happen?
You have no doubt they're making a direct line for Orin's chamber. You would expect... that these creatures are going to try to kill your friends and rescue Horan.
Yeah, I think it's a bit weird that one of them is dragging Bjorn along the way, but I suppose it's just to drop him off the edge of a mountain or something.
Yeah, it just wants to get us all together and before they start killing. It's more efficient that way.
Seemed to hurt a lot.
Okay.
Like, Bjorn did not seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Alright, so to recap... these things appear to be Valkyries, but corrupted?
Yes.
I should be on the lookout for Hild's marks, and, these things are about to kill my friends.
Or attempt to kill my friends.
So I have a bond with Bjorn that says that I need to, that I need to repay my debt to him, so I'm gonna actually chase after him and assume everybody else will be fine.
Well, they're headed where we are, so...
They're all going to the same place.
No, the other thing... I thought the other thing was taking him in the opposite direction.
No, I asked that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I completely messed that up. Forgive me. I'm going to run after them, then.
Yep. Yes. Okay, well, you have Hild's marks to guide the way,
yep.
But you're a little bit behind. So the rest of you in Orin's chamber, you see these creatures burst through into the larger chamber, fly out.
Lord, damn it, help me kill these things!
Can it be safe to assume that I'm ready at the entrance because I was expecting trouble and strike the first one that comes by?
Yes.
Can I be hiding behind the door?
Is there a door? I don't think there is.
Well, there's, you could be hiding by that side of the cave.
Like around the corner?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to be doing.
So I would like.
I'm just going to be like, what the fuck are those?
And can I backstab one as it comes through? Because I would have the surprise, right?
Can I turn invisible?
A lot of questions.
Can I keep beating the shit seems out of the like, ones holding me?
Seems like everybody's got an idea of what they want to do.
Anyways, let me roll this and see what happens.
Gil Anderson, turn invisible. I'm assuming you want to turn invisible before they come in?
Yes.
I was going to wait until they see him, then go, oh shit,
I have 11 for hack and slash.
Okay.
On whatever comes through first.
Oh, Christ,
and
can I backstab one like as a surprise when it comes through the door?
In Hold addition on. To him being
I think
prepared
we're waiting for
since
Kevin to since, roll before we
I would like to have a setup strike since, you know, hack and slashing
Kevin
for Gream since he's also targeting whoever's coming by first. To give him plus 1d4 on damage if he hits.
Okay. Is that a paladin thing you picked up?
Yep. Got it last time.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I got a 10.
Oh, I did not do good on damage. Oh,
man. I can turn other people invisible, too. I should probably do that.
No, never.
So, 2 damage is what I hit for.
Okay. So...
And make
a few place. Things happen all at once.
Yeah.
Gil Anderson turns invisible. His favorite move.
Can I backstab
the,
it? Like,
the
what
first
if
one of these creatures comes through the door, and Hild basically swirls around and smacks it out of the sky with the butt of her polearm. And it just face plants for a second, creating a momentary opportunity for Gream to backstab.
Ooh. That is not good. That is a failure. That's a 5.
Oh, you didn't
You
hit.
Get an experience point.
Oh, well.
Are you trying to backstab with your normal knife or the substance dagger?
Ooh. What's a substance dagger do for me? Kills anything, right? Substance dagger.
It kills things that don't normally
No, let me
get
believe
killed.
It kills everything.
Okay. Well, then again, yeah, you don't know much about substance, huh?
I know it's
purple. I know it's purple.
It is not. Yeah. So you move to stab this thing in the back as it lays down. The last second, it rolls out of the way, and the blade of your substance dagger snaps on the cave floor as you drive it in. They are not hardy weapons. Okay. And the 6 of them sweep in, the last one into the room, dragging Bjorn behind it.
Who is trying to beat the shit out of it still.
Orin shouts from the floor, "There's an invisible wizard here, too!"
No! That bastard.
What the hell are those things?
Oh yeah, since they might potentially be actual Valkyries, do I recognize any? Personally?
And any personally. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you do. You recognize Glinda.
The Good Witch?
Yes, Glinda the Good Witch. The two of you grew up together, and you know that she renounced her role as a Valkyrie because she fell in love with a mortal man.
Oh.
And she was released from her service.
Ooh.
Which sounded pretty positive when it was said before. But she is the one dragging Bjorn.
Conflict of interest.
Bjorn, are you gonna try to smack Glinda again?
Yes, absolutely I am. Because I don't know that she has history. She's just monster of the week number two to me.
And hurting you!
So between 7 and 9, I hit her and she hits me. I hit her for 1 damage.
So her armor probably soaks up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your hammer skitters off of her dried leathery hide.
Ew.
And she just... She flies straight towards a wall and at the last second just banks, so
aww,
you smash into it.
Aww.
Man, these things are flying better than Hild ever did.
Well, they don't even have real wings. They're just like spectral wings.
Creepy.
They seem perfect. Ugh.
Yeah, it's almost like they're anti-Valkyries.
Yeah, for 4. You just get smashed and dragged along the wall.
Run hard and put away wet.
Luckily, I'm okay, mostly.
I want to maneuver
myself. It does wrench
myself.
You free of her grasp, though.
Oh,
and you fall to the floor.
Yeah, you got that going for you, which is nice.
Alright, it seems like it's wolfen time.
I want to move closer to Glinda and actually call out to her.
Okay, Sasa turns into a wolf. Ooh. What are you saying to Glinda?
Just call it like Glinda and see if she responds.
Her head does snap around and she sort of drifts back slowly, just hovering in the air.
Do you recognize
which is me? Very hard for you. Because you have to keep flapping wings to maintain altitude.
Mm. Oh, Nick, just you know, when I'm actually on the scene.
Okay.
Yeah, do you recognize me?
Hild.
What are you doing here? I thought you went to be with your man.
I did. Until he died.
Oh yeah, you guys are old.
As is the lifespan of man.
Hild, you should take your friends and run far away. Avon bursts into the room. You don't know what's going on. It looks like two of them, Hild and one of the creatures, are having a conversation.
Yeah. I'm going to scream.
Dusting himself off the ground.
I burst into the room. I'm gonna scream to Hild. Hild, wait! I think they're Valkyries.
obviously.
Say what now?
Oh. And then I'm gonna pull out my rapier and just start like doing a dance, like hitting scratches into the ground. This is a bardic performance, and I'm going to choose 2 effects.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to heal Bjorn, and then I'm going to try to shake Glinda free of an enchantment.
Okay.
I can't wait until you reverse it.
Or she just suddenly drops dead or something. Who knows?
Oh, man.
In my mind, they're enchanted Valkyries, and I've got to save them by performing a service to the gods.
Come on, XP.
Nope. 11.
Ah.
I perform a ritualistic dance, scratching symbols into the rock with my rapier, because not all magic I do it relies on that fucking book.
And for some reason, you and the book are on a break.
Yeah. I'm really creeped out by the book, so I'm going to try using the things that my father taught me rather than the things the book taught me. And Bjorn, you are healed for, I don't know, I need to get my D8. Where the fuck did my D8 go? Oh, here it is. 6 damage.
Oh, back to full, thanks.
And then Glinda's mind is shaken free of an enchantment, if it's even enchanted. Maybe it's not, who knows.
Okay, so if she looks over at you while you're doing your strange sort of dance,
laughter,
her black
medicine.
Eyes just lock onto you, watching you curiously for a second. Some color starts to return to her cheeks, and suddenly a second set of black wings just bursts out of her back.
Whoa.
So,
sweet.
Just explodes with scraps of skin pulling out behind it. Except her spectral wings don't go away. Now she's just got two overlapping on each other.
Ew.
What happened to you?
Things either got better or worse.
I was going to say, I ended up throwing my way here at her, and I'm just like, I think I might have made things worse, everyone.
No matter what, they're different.
Be free of your foul influence. Oh dear.
Eld, this is your one polite warning. Get your friends away from here before we have to kill them.
Have to? Why would you have to?
Because they are enemies of Orin.
And you serve him now.
With a glad heart.
Then...
Magic missile!
Magic hammer!
This makes things complicated.
Then this unfortunately makes you my enemy too. And I guess I'm striking her now!
Was Gilenderson really just shooting an invis magic missile?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he was just yelling magic missile.
Yeah, it's an excellent distraction technique.
Just yell magic missile. All the Valkyries wince a little bit. Go back to pummeling.
If he fails at it, it's going to be him yelling, magic missile! And then happens.
Wouldn't he be yelling magic missile and appear?
Yeah, what I would imagine.
Well, the bit where he's invisible is what's different.
That's the worst case scenario.
Oh. Dear, oh dear. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a 9, actually.
Huh. Oh.
Shit.
You kind of succeeded.
No, that's regular succeeding.
No, 10 is full succeeding.
Oh,
7 to 9 is
most.
Wait, is it you roll the 9 or is it a 9 with your bonuses?
It's 9 with bonuses. 7
plus
2.
I'm sorry.
You draw unwelcome attention to put yourself in a spot.
Yep.
The spell disturbs the fabric of reality, or you lose the spell.
Who chooses?
Disturb the fabric of reality.
On a not total failure, Kevin chooses, I think. Ah. Usually,
yeah,
yes.
I think the most appropriate is drawing unwanted attention, especially with the way I yelled magic missile.
Yeah. You yell magic missile and launch it out, becoming visible at the same time, at which point they all, like, they've been circling the room, kind of eyeing targets and bobbing in when when it looks like there's a vulnerability, but when you yell magic missile and launch out magic.
I'm assuming that magic missile circles him a few times and then goes.
It deals 5 damage, by the way.
Are you attacking Glinda?
Yes.
Okay.
Set that sass mouth of hers.
You blast one of her new feathery wings off.
Ooh, that seems like a step backwards.
And there it is, my life's work. Okay, bye everyone.
So where is the head of Orin?
At this point it's a head and neck and spine just laying on the floor where you guys left it.
Ew. So I'm thinking I'm going to grab it and just start running, like, out of the cave.
Okay, interesting.
Man, I
grab it
that
in my wolfen mouth.
Okay. Kind of make me a dex-based defy danger.
I just feel bad that succeeded so spectacularly and I didn't get at all what I wanted out of it. Yeah. Oh god, George, you got a 10.
Yep.
Yeah. You grab Orin by the spine. Start.
The now quickly regenerating spine, like it's just his spine and head, like Mortal Kombat style.
Yes.
Oh.
It's getting hand gets, like, in your stuck mouth. In him.
A few of the Valkyries take swipes at you as you run past. Well, they seem almost ashamed that they were distracted by Gil Anderson.
What? It was a magical dance. My father taught me to be a triple threat. Actor, dancer, singer, scribe?
That's a quadruple threat.
And they were distracted by Gil
Anderson. No, the scribe part isn't very...
No, it's not very performer.
Oh. Well...
I just tacked that onto the end because I realized it would make narrative sense where I was working for the Jarl.
In any case, if no one else is doing anything, I'm going to cast magic weapons so that I can hit harder.
Yeah, I was going to strike Winda.
Okay.
Oh, actually, as on my downward swing, I would like to say a prayer and cast Bless and ask Odin to help me strike this traitor.
Yeah, that's you charging up, you start speaking your words of power. Glinda calls out, Vendrad, Valtslog, after the wolf. Everyone else, kill them.
Oh, I didn't get killed, I'm just after.
Yeah. If it matters, I cast magic weapon, but I can't cast it again today.
Okay.
Okay. And then I need to only partial success in on my thing, so I will also choose to lose my spell. So I will have Bless, have an ongoing.
Oh shit, that means I need to find a D4.
Okay, Al, so you partially succeeded. What was
your
drawback?
So I'm choosing to lose the spell.
Okay. And you were making an attack against your former comrade, Glinda.
Yes. Okay, I think I have all things noted down. Okay. Keeping track of all these things is harder than I thought. Okay, so
damn,
I have
buff machines.
Nine to hack and slash, and I don't know who's around and where are you guys.
I'm probably real nearby because she just dropped me, and I'm about to hit her in the back of the head.
Okay,
well, I'm
plus,
nearby.
Plus 1d4 damage for you if you hit Glinda.
Yeah.
Am I still by? I assume I'm still by
another
d4.
Yeah, I think that. Glinda. Excuse me.
I think I'm the only one not nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, I think that you and I are basically near the door, so the rush of people, we could probably try and stop them from chasing after Sasa.
Can I make another... hold on. Let's damage, not jump to conclusions.
My damage is 4 right, for her.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, combat in this gets hectic when there's a lot of participants.
Yeah. You jump up and lance down with your pole arm, driving it straight through her torso.
We got a 5 because I forgot about my halberd.
Yeah.
Okay. Lancing it straight through her torso. You basically get up to the haft buried in her. At which point, with a ragged sputtering breath and sneer on her face, she reaches out and slashes you across the face.
Oh, that's another
bitch.
Star.
Yes, that is 6 damage, and you're going to take the charisma debility.
Oh, no.
Charisma.
But what about all of her charisma?
Yeah.
I don't have that much to start with. Let's see, and you said 6 damage. Does that...
Yeah.
Does armor
yes.
do the thing?
Yes,
okay.
I will tell you guys if armor does not.
Okay. So, okay. There's it. Okay. I'll note it down.
Yeah. At roughly that point, I'm going to stand up, a hammer glowing doubly so, and scream, "You bitch!" and try to smack her in the back of the head.
Okay, the one that,
The one that dragged me and the one that just clawed, Glinda. She's
Glinda.
The one who was dragging me and attacking
okay.
Hills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. She's the one that...
You find it very cathartic as you smash her head open like a ripe melon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
especially with a
You don't even need to roll it. She's already dead.
Oh.
She was... Sorry. She was in her dying breath.
Oh.
Damn.
And you just smash her
I
open.
I rolled a 10 and did 10 damage. Damn.
I didn't tell you to roll.
To a corpse.
I told you not to roll. Don't blame me.
I already rolled before you said not to roll.
Can I know what happened.
Can I make a backstab attempt on any of these Valkyries?
Yeah, I was going to say, the two ones that are leaving, is it possible to get the jump on them? Since they're focused on Sasa?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to roll a backstab. It's going to hit this time, and it's going to be great. That is a 11. That is, I get to choose 2. So I do my damage, which is 4, and then plus 1d6, which is another 4, that's 8, and I will do another plus 1d6, which is only 1 more, 9, to one of those Valkyries.
That's a lot of d's.
Yeah.
I don't think you can choose the same thing more than once.
Okay, then I will... create advantage plus 1 forward to my ally Tom, who is attacking.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna. I was gonna say I'm probably gonna. Oh, wait, you, Tom,
you, my ally.
Plus
okay.
1
yes.
forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
I assume you guys are dividing up the two going after Sasa.
That was my aim.
Since Grim just destroyed it like straight through the spine, just like, stuck it between two vertebrae and just. Swirling it around.
Take that, you nerd.
Making Valkyrie bone stew. Ugh.
And
all
it
right,
just flops to the ground convulsing.
Yeah. oh, God. I'm going to take the one that he didn't backstab. I'm going to try and tackle it and drive my rapier through it.
Okay.
I do have advantage. From me.
I have advantage from him. Can I also take my plus 1 on acting on the knowledge that they're all trying to kill my friends?
Technically, yes.
Sounds like you don't like that idea. I don't have to. I can save it for something else.
No,
like,
it's fine. It's technically acting on the results of your discern realities.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, well, I'll make my roll then with my rapier. With all of my bonuses combined, that is a 10.
Okay.
Yeah, rapiers rule.
Yeah, I use dexterity instead of strength. That's a 6. I'll take it. Yeah, I tackle the thing and just, like, drive my rapier through it as much as I can, as far as I can.
Yeah, you put a good, strong stab through it, and it skims against the ground, quickly losing sight of Sasa running away on her lupine legs. Mm-hmm. The other three in this room are in a fury. And their fury is going to descend upon the person who gathered their attention with his shenanigans.
Yay!
Oh.
Shenanigans!
I'm so sorry.
Bye.
I swear, if I hear that word one more time.
Maybe next time you'll make a character that we can pronounce the name
of.
Are
you sure? Are you sure it's not tomfoolery?
Yeah, or skullduggery. It could be skullduggery.
Three of these corrupted Valkyries that just fly at you. A swarm of talons and rage.
How long would it take to become invisible?
Like, you could try it.
You might
oh, you're right, I
too.
Could. Oh, yeah, and run.
Well, I mean, it might be a lot easier to dodge their attacks if he's invisible, so...
Mm.
Like, suddenly he just vanishes and just drops to the ground.
If you become invisible. Did you get, like, a 4?
Yes, actually.
I so,
a,
failure.
I rolled a 2. I rolled some snake eyes. And I get a +2.
Failure became invisible.
How did I guess it right on the nose?
Because it's Kevin. Know. Of course he failed.
Yeah, except for all those times I haven't.
Yeah, that's this strange. Is why...
He failed at failing?
Like, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, remember, this is the naturally, game where he doesn't fail.
No. So he
well,
failed.
Now that it's a life or death thing. Goodbye.
Oh, that's
kay.
True. Yeah. It's prophetic, isn't it? Forgot about that. I'm sorry, Kevin.
You can only succeed.
Kevin,
on
don't forget to take your XP for
death.
Failing. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You oh, hurriedly means... bumble through your spell, the threat descending upon you. And with the final... word and flash of magical power, it suddenly seems like you are alone in the room until you start to feel the white hot claws dig into your flesh.
Oh my god, I made everyone else invisible.
For 8 damage.
Oh.
Don't forget your armor. Also, don't forget you know how to cast rituals.
Yes, don't forget rituals.
In this place of power.
Everyone else can see some sort of bizarre energy buzzing around Gilenderson's eyes. And he seems absolutely lost and aghast as he is being rent apart.
Okay, so it's not like we're actually invisible. He sees everyone as invisible.
Yes, he can't see anyone else.
Okay.
Wow, that... Nick, that's cruel. That's amazingly cruel.
Oh.
That's only half my... Oh, wait, hold on. So, my armor takes off just one of them?
Whatever your armor is, yeah.
Okay, well, I have one. That's only a little under half. I have 15. So I took 7.
Languish in hell, wizard.
Well,
those are very explicit instructions.
So, on to the next.
Yeah. I give Hild the significant look and hold up a fist and say, "We can handle these bitches together."
Okay, now
is this a 1980s martial arts film?
Exactly.
It is now.
Except what happens next is they just high five, the action stops, camera pans out, credits start rolling.
Which means we win, right?
As I get torn asunder.
That sounds completely reasonable.
Right, so you're going after the three attacking Gilenderson or the one Avon is tangling with in the doorway?
I'm going to go for the one with Gilenderson, because I have to show... I have much to teach Jilly about courage and standing up for your beliefs. So, yeah.
I'll go after one of the three, since I don't actually know that Oren has been taken out of the place.
Oh, that's right. I scream a bit.
Yeah.
Probably like a little girl and everything.
Yep, probably.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin.
I did it to myself.
You always do.
Yep.
He was just asking for it, dressed like that.
A wizard?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Dressed like a wizard.
Not only that, an elf wizard.
Okay, so you guys are jumping two of these Valkyries that are tearing at Galinderson?
Yeah.
I'll help Tom when it comes to it.
Okay.
Be helping, doing something.
I have 9 on my attack.
Oh my god, I can 12.
So I forget, Bourne, who are you going after?
Just one of the ones attacking Galinderson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If you attack the same one I do, I could give you a +4.
No, I'm going after, like, if I see you going to the left, then I'm ducking right.
Okay. Well, either way, I'll give it to you anyways, just in case you do attack them next. I don't know how long
it
holds for, if any. What's it say? Their next attack against your target does a +1d4 damage. So even if you do it a while after, it doesn't specify a time, does it?
That's kind of neat. That's good to know.
That's very convenient.
But... Well, okay, I choose you, and my attack lands for 5, including halberd damage.
Okay, you keep hacking at its back with your polearm, and it keeps slashing at a blinded, it seems, Galinderson. They seem to hate him with an unreasonable amount of rage.
Huh.
Yeah.
Freya, save me.
If it helps the one that I attack, I hit it for I hit it with a 12, and I deal 8 damage.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It turns out a magic weapon is a really nice thing to have.
You could possibly upgrade that more if you take a... I keep forgetting that that's an option for hack and slash.
What is?
Oh, yeah, you can take a +1d6 on a 10.
You can deal... Yeah.
But you expose yourself to their attack, right?
Yeah, but that's an option you can take to deal more damage, if you want.
That sounds like something that that Bjorn would do, absolutely.
Yeah, Bjorn, the self-sacrificing noble hero.
Yeah, so upgrade it to 13 damage, but it gets an attack on me.
Okay. So.
A lot of things happen.
Yes, so the one that Hild is attacking in the back just keeps slashing at Galinderson, dealing an extra 5 damage to him. The one that Bjorn puts a fucking dent in its back with his hammer, it swirls around madly and slashes across his face for 2. And then with his second swing, Bjorn just brings it down.
Awesome.
Sasa, you run out of the cave, a angry head scowling at you, dangling by the spine out of the mouth, and you hit the perch overlooking a steep mountain decline.
So he's just scowling at me.
Do you have a plan here?
To shake my head. Probably rattling him.
Stop doing that.
Don't stop doing that.
Alright.
Good puppy.
Steep climb. Guess it's going to try to be goading time.
I forget, do you have to transition to your humanoid form before you do another animal, or can you go direct?
No, it doesn't say.
The animal.
Ah.
She's done it in the past.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't think it says explicitly, but...
That's a 9. 9 to turn into a goat.
You turned into a goat.
Mm-hmm. I still have them in my mouth?
Yes.
And I will try to pop down the incline as a goat. You know, goat climbing.
Yeah, that seems like a straight up goat thing. You can just spend one of your holds to automatically climb down. Okay. Greem, you see Avon is tangling with one of the Valkyries.
Stab.
Can I backstab it?
Would it be surprised or defenseless? That's basically what backstab comes down to.
It would not be defenseless, but you can certainly stab it while your friend is pinning it down.
Just a regular old attack.
Yeah.
I'll hold you punch.
I want to say that's a 6. I roll 2d6 and then I roll my damage.
It's 2d6 plus strength or dex, depending on the weapon you're using.
Yeah, that's a miss then, right? 6.
Yeah, just a straight 6.
Yep.
So, something happens.
I stab Tom.
Oh no, that's less than ideal.
Stab through the Valkyrie into Tom.
That's double less than ideal.
And now you have Valkyrie AIDS.
I'm made uncomfortable by the prospect of Valkyrie AIDS.
Well, I like that idea. So it's bucking around on the ground as you're trying to get a good shot at it. And you finally see your weakness, that one of the places that Avon's hand is over looks like a nice vital area on that Valkyrie. But you'd have to go straight through.
No.
Are you going for it?
Oh yeah.
7 damage.
Oh, I mean, I expected nothing less, but oh, at least I take only 6.
Yeah, you pin straight through to the dagger hilt. The Valkyrie shrieks and dies below you. Its corpse now pinned to Avon's hand.
How much damage do I take? Is it still 7? Because
yes,
ow.
It's the same damage.
Goodness.
Like a third of your health directly to your hand.
Oh, God.
Well, he had to stab deep to get... Yes,
oh god, it like went through the wrist. You get like like the worst
Jesus.
Purple ever.
Oh. I can't use this hand now. Was it my right hand or my left hand?
We'll say your left hand, and we'll give you that the dex debility until it's healed.
Shaky condition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm shaky.
That was a good hit.
Ow. Oh, God. I'm going to take a minute.
Okay. You spend a minute just...
my next action is hopefully to try and heal myself.
I would suggest removing the knife first.
I pull the knife out.
Around the knife.
It's a rapier, so you gotta pull it out pretty far.
Wait, your weapon is a rapier?
Sure is.
Isn't it great?
It is.
It is. It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm also.
It's not great when
it's
through your hand, though.
No, it sucks. It sucks balls. But as far as like getting things killed goes,
it's fine for me.
Yeah. That said, I'm gonna take a minute and I'm gonna do another shitty interpretive dance.
Okay.
Inspire
pull rapier
yourself
out of your hand. And
yeah,
try
pull
to
rapier
dance.
Out. Of, really, it's not so much doing an interpretive dance as it is pulling a rapier out of my hand and then invoking what my.
You gotta be real gentle. This is a family heirloom, like a pocket watch or something. Pull it out real slow.
I'm not saying that you. That freeing you was a mistake, because you struck true. You just happened to strike twice as true as I was expecting.
Hey, that's 2 for 2 Valkyries, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh. And then I'm going to try to heal myself.
Okay.
This always goes well.
Well, that was a 4 die. Let's see what happens here. What is that? Crap, that's a 6. All right, I failed to heal myself. Well, at least I can level up next time that happens. Nick, what's my penalty?
The magical healing flies I'm through not, the cave in the and book, heals the person.
I'm not using my book, so you'll have to think of something.
The Valkyrie.
So.
Hates.
You feel the book thrumming in your backpack, and your wound starts to burn.
Oh, God!
Oh, God.
No.
I
told you we were at Valkyrie 8.
Oh, I hope I don't take even more damage, because I can't take much more.
No, it hurts a hell of a lot, and you can see the blood, like, dissipate. Like it goes somewhere.
Oh, no!
Are you feeding the book your blood?
I hope... Oh, God. Alright. Alright, we're gonna have to think about this later.
How many times did I tell you that thing is fucking evil?
It's not evil, I swear.
Uh-huh.
It's not evil.
It's just stealing
it's
your blood.
It's misunderstood.
Not stealing my blood.
Uh-huh. All
right, it's only giving it.
Yo, so there are some blank pages in this book, because presumably it's like somebody's notebook full of songs and emo lyrics.
Crawling in my skin.
All right, I'm gonna reserve this for later, not right now, but when Grim isn't looking, or like when I have a moment to myself, I'm gonna flip open to see if like what happened to the blank pages, because I've got a sneaking suspicion.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Gil Anderson, you can hear, it sounds like their numbers are thinning out because you hear less wing beats.
Wait, they don't even wing beat though, do they?
Yeah,
it makes a sound. It's displacing air. You guys heard that?
Okay.
We even felt the breeze.
Yeah, among it making a sound, there is the bubbles. Scream of a small midget man getting his hand stabbed severely.
Yeah, you hear someone yell, "You stabbed my hand!" Crunching
I can't noises. Hear that over my own screaming.
Oh right, the one I attack is following you instead of me. So.
Oh God, ow.
Well, I guess the only thing to do here.
Magic missile!
At what?
The air.
The only thing you can see.
The darkness, yeah.
Well, if you stop screaming for a second, you'd have an idea of where some of them are.
No. No. I'm gonna try to run. I'm gonna try to run out the door.
And I hope you don't fall down a cliff.
Chest.
Yep, that'll probably happen.
He sweeps you off your feet. He gazes lovingly into your eyes.
Okay,
I can't.
Are you going to try to avoid their claws in any way?
I can't. They're fucking invisible.
Right. Basically, it would just be a blind duck and weave.
Yeah, it really would be. Just kind of arms over the head, just flailing.
I am enjoying what's happening to Kevin right now, and I know
are
I shouldn't,
doing
but
that?
I am.
What?
Are you arms over your head? Just get away.
Yes, that's all.
I love my mommy.
No, man, do a I'm Sparta kick and then run
apart
through the hole.
Invisible dead bird women.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll your defy danger.
Okay, I'll defy danger with dex. 7.
7?
7.
Is that like one of those hard bargain kind of situations?
Yeah, stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, a hard bargain, or an ugly choice.
I mean, I could go with the hard bargain.
Wait, can I aid him?
Which choice?
As we have bonds?
What do you do to aid him?
Not really.
Yeah, you are right
down
the hall.
It's a little late. Like, once he gets away, you can certainly guide him.
But I'm still pulling my rapier out of Tom.
If I get away.
Still pulling out.
Yep.
Okay.
You
Remember,
hear...
I have 3 hit points to bargain with, by the way.
You hear a whisper in your mind. Let me be your eyes.
Oh,
done.
No.
Done.
Oh,
done.
No.
Done.
Orb
powers activate.
Jesus Christ, how horrifying.
I'm telling another friend today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, are we gonna have to deal with a heresy problem here? Are we gonna have to burn it all?
So, the energy that's been around your eyes, everyone else can see it starts to glow green, and everything flashes back into focus. You see, like, Valkyrie talons an inch from your face, and just
duck
back the minimum amount, like it's going in slow motion.
Ooh.
The other one tries to grab you over the shoulders, and you just, like, crouch and let it pass over you. And just, with perfect timing and awareness, you just stroll across the room towards the entrance of the cave mouth.
Bye, bitches.
That ain't right.
No, oh, God. It's for the best. Now, in this, I'm guessing my mind is forfeit. Or something similar.
So you know it was your intention to cross the room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like telling your assistant to do something. There's a disconnect. I want this done, and then your body is just doing it.
Oh, okay. No. So it's like telling my assistant to do something, except she's way better at it than I am.
Yes.
Yeah. Jill understood Lee, do the thing.
To everyone else, Joe Anderson just got a lot more coordinated, graceful, competent.
And his eyes are glowing green, you said, right?
Yeah, they were glowing white before.
Okay, my immediate thing to do here is to try and shake his mind free of an enchantment.
Mine is to say, great, he's out of the way, let's finish killing these harpies.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so, after my strike on the first, I'd like to strike the other.
Yeah,
nope,
I'd like to
I
hit
don't
the one
trust.
That he'll
no, this
hit.
Is a good enchantment. Watch how I didn't die.
So I don't trust any magic but mine and Bjorn's.
But your magic.
And even then, I have a lot of trouble. I have a lot of trouble trusting Bjorn's.
Aww.
I like that you didn't try to shake his mind free from an enchantment when it was just hurting him. When
no,
you couldn't see
that,
it. Fuck him.
I thought that he was doing fine, because like white eyes means that, you know, he can see through the infinity, whereas green eyes means, oh god, it's the orb.
If by see through
the
infinity you mean have your life flash in front of your eyes, then yes.
Or rather, oh, you okay, see through fine. Everything to the point where you can't see anything because you're seeing through it all.
So Bjorn can probably act first while I'm busy not acting nearly as often as I want to because my hand has been stabbed and I'm in a shitload of pain.
Mm-hmm. Bjorn, there is one ragged Valkyrie and another at full strength that seems quite aggravated to just sword over Gilenderson's head.
Yeah,
so what Valkyries are left that were...
Yeah, so there's one that Hild just hit and then there's one that's fresh. I'm going for the one that Hild
just
hit.
Okay, and I would like to... In turn, go for the one that's fresh.
So basically, we've got Hild is the first strike, and Bjorn is on clean.
I guess.
Okay. So that's a 13 to hit with 7 damage.
I don't think you can get higher than a 12 on 2d6.
Plus 2 strength.
He's adding stuff to it.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware he's adding things.
And
do you want to do extra damage?
Of course I do. This is Bjorn. Plus that last one, it tried to claw me, but it just hit my armor and didn't do shit. So
okay,
I deal...
you still have my plus 1d4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So an extra d6 plus a d4.
Yeah, I already rolled the extra d4. So it's a total of 9 damage, and she gets to try to hit me.
Is Bjorn invincible?
So that's a 1. You get a little bit of tennis elbow as you pound this thing into paste.
Man, I'm not used to Bjorn doing actual things. This is so weird.
Okay, all the other days was just practice for today.
Apparently.
So, mine was 12 to hit.
I
choose Bjorn for that plus 1d4 of openingness, and then damage is 6.
Yeah, you put a deep slash across its chest, and you can see, like, desiccated blood just oozing out of the wound. It looks very badly hurt.
I feel like Hild's constant success here is just a glowing endorsement for Chessex.
Well, Hild as a character is built to do a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing to do. Destroy bitches.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I didn't even consider the bless that I put, so it's actually a 13 to hit. Okay.
Yeah, bless is really fantastic, isn't it?
Did you want to do extra damage to chance an attack?
Sure, okay. Yeah, with an attack against me too. That's plus what, how much?
Plus an extra damage die, so a d8 for you, I think.
A damage die? No, it's only a 1d6. Okay, so let me roll another
d6. I assumed, because mine is a d6.
And that's a 6. So, 6 plus, what was it, 4? 6? So, 12?
Yeah. It scratches at you for 2 as you take it to the ground and just hack it to bits. Sasa, you bound down with ease back down to the base of the mountain in the forest near the lake.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn into my human-y form after putting Orin down.
Good call.
Okay.
How far has he grown by now, actually?
So it's not a good regenerating environment. I imagine like bits of nerve and blood are just falling as they bounce down.
And it being in something's mouth.
Yeah, but he does start having like ribs coming out of his spine and muscle and tissue are trying to latch onto it. But it is just violently bouncing around. Yeah, you put him down and become a forest spirit once more.
So how are you going to stop the thing?
Oh, she's asking it questions.
I have allies. Valkyries like the ones you saw. People around the world who have been wronged by the gods. And just people who don't see sense in being collateral damage in a war to destroy the world.
So what are you and the allies going to do?
The substance we're harvesting will be forged into weapons. The weapons can be used to kill the Ynir-Yar.
What's an Ynir-Yar?
They are the souls of the warriors the Valkyrie collect. They will make up the bulk of the army of the gods.
Okay.
Their strength comes from the fact that if they die, they are reborn the next night. The substance weapons will destroy the spirits and kill them permanently. The gods will be without an army and vulnerable.
So how do you get to the things?
How do we get to Valhalla? In Asgard, as you saw, I have Valkyries assisting me.
But those Getting Valkyries people... look weird.
Oh, yes.
Or is it Hild that looked weird? I don't know.
Hild is in their innocent state. Odin is a cruel slave master, and if you displease him, he will withdraw his blessings, and they will suffer. Suffer without end.
Are you sure this will stop the thing and not cause the thing?
All prophecies point to the gods and their Ynir-Jar fighting in Ragnarok. If we can destroy the army, it might not avert the war, but it will make it a lot cleaner. Hopefully sparing humanity in the process.
So you don't know if this will actually work. You're just wishing it will?
Fair enough.
going to try something. If it doesn't work, I'm going to try again. That is an advantage of immortality. I get a lot of attempts.
That's true, you can't die. That we've discovered.
Why were you using child labor?
Yes, your friends made that accusation. I was unaware. To my knowledge, I had hired goblins to work those mines.
Oh, they were stealing children and making them work out.
Never trust a goblin.
No joke.
Do they lie?
Yes, and enslave children, apparently.
That's not very nice, is it?
No. They are cruel creatures, but creatures of focus, which is why I thought that I could hire them.
Perhaps you need to give them stronger guidelines.
Are there any left?
I don't think so.
Lesson learned for next time. As I said, many attempts.
Okay. Do you know when the thing is supposed to happen?
We will have 3 years of winter beforehand, so at least 3 years away.
Okay. Is it winter now? Just...
No.
Okay.
It's cold, you're very far north.
It's like, you know, fall or spring or something.
It's like autumn. You're approaching winter.
Okay. Well, wouldn't it be like a little more than 3 years? Because it's not winter yet.
Yes. You are quite correct.
So is that the whole plan? Gather that thing to make the pointy things to then kill souls and
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
That is step one, and then depending on how that goes, we'll work on step two.
What's step two?
Killing the gods and giants themselves.
How do you kill a god or a giant?
With a considerable amount of effort. And if the events of today have proven anything, we're not prepared to take on gods.
But you have at least 3 years?
Ideally, we would like people not to suffer 3 years of winter. So the sooner we can act, the better.
Yeah, people would probably run out of food.
Yeah. It's a very real danger.
Yeah, people eat a lot.
Yeah, most of them.
You should teach them how to do that.
I don't have to eat. It's great.
Do you ever eat?
No.
You should try it. It can be quite pleasurable.
It doesn't look pleasurable when they do it.
I don't wish to rush you, Sasa, but I have a sneaking suspicion that your friends are going to try to find me and then pickle me or encase me in amber or throw me in a glacier.
They were suggesting a lot of weird things.
Yep.
Sounds very unpleasant.
So perhaps you should decide on a course of action and enact it quickly.
I could bury you.
Yes, that would be preferable.
I'm gonna like grab him with my hands and like just run off into the woods and find a place to bury him.
Okay.
So whenever he moved them, it would hurt like a bitch and sever the tendons.
Whoa.
Okay. That was a weird lag thing.
That was very weird. I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Yeah, it was everyone.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to sever some of these tendons.
Yeah, back in the cavern. Galinderson walks forward to the doorway. You've cleaned up all the Valkyries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're Zurin.
Going to try to heal myself and shake his mind free of an enchantment.
Oh, yeah, heal yourself. Yep.
Yeah, hold up. So all the Valkyries are done? If so, then I would also like to heal my mage friend whenever we're done with Tom healing himself.
Yeah, I am actually more injured than Gilliter said right now.
He said he had 3 health left.
Out of 15.
I'm sorry. I thought you somehow had...
No, okay. Go ahead. Heal yourself.
Matter,
I'll take care of him.
I can still rely on Bjorn's magic. Remember, 2 rules. Rely on my magic and Bjorn's. That's it.
Things were bad.
You don't rely on my magic?
Your magic, I don't even know if I just assumed that your shapeshifting was just what you were, not magic.
Also, it is unreliable.
That's true. Hey, I always change into something.
What? Jesus.
Yeah, like a rat with no teeth.
I think that was a wolf and then a giant rat.
Yeah, it was a wolf with no teeth and it was like a giant humanoid rat.
And 10. Okay, I'm going to heal myself and then shake Galindersid's mind free of an enchantment. I'm going to heal myself for 3, and by 3 I mean 5, and then shake Galindersid's mind free of an enchantment.
Galinderson, the numbness you were feeling in your body goes away, replaced by searing pain.
No, my magical PCP.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna like the light in my hammer goes out and I stagger over to Galinderstedt and say, shh, shh, it's fine. Stop screaming, please. It's making it very hard to concentrate. No, really, please stop screaming.
You can feel the power that had burst forward retreat. It doesn't leave you, but it continues to lurk in the back of your mind.
Ooh.
Can he see, though? Can he see us?
Yes, he can.
Things are normal.
And he no longer has glow face of any variety.
Okay. Things are normal except for the bleeding.
Dust my hands off and say job well done.
Nice. Yeah, so at roughly the same time as the glow leaves and he starts screaming again, I place my hand on his head, like throw it back and yell, "Be healed in the name of Thor!"
Can you use his mouth like?
I'm gonna go into convulsions on the ground.
Well, in the middle of your convulsions, you're healed for 8 damage.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
he's
a bunch.
Back at he's at the same amount of hit points I'm at. It's great.
Yay.
What's the loose situation in this room?
I'm going to notice that Oren's gone, and then Sasa's gone, and then race towards the entrance.
Oh god, Oren must have kidnapped Sasa.
I'm not at the entrance!
Nick, because I pulled off a successful heal, am I still shaky, or am I just like, is everything terrible, or?
Does your thing cure debilities?
It doesn't cure debilities, it just cured my damage.
Then you are still shaky.
Okay, so I'm going to need to do debilities.
Damn.
I thought the paladin thing did.
Well, let me scroll down.
I don't have any spells that say that they do.
Damage or remove 1 disease. So.
Yeah, like not even.
3 days of rest also removes a debility.
Okay.
All right, so yeah. I guess basically I'm just at what is it -1 of my bonus or is it -1 of my stat?
It's -1 of your bonus.
Okay, so I'm just at +1 dexterity instead.
Yeah, it's a -1 ability modifier. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, that sucks, but it could be worse. I could be rolling damage with strength.
Or if somebody is under the care of a healer, they heal a debility for every 2 days of rest. Under the recovery
move. I'm a healer.
Yes, so am I.
So, does that mean 1 day of rest because I'm under the care of 2 healers?
No,
you count yourself.
Healers don't stack.
Son of a bitch. So where does Hild go?
Wherever she goes, I'm following.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. What was that loot situation again?
That's what I'm rolling right now.
Yeah.
You missed out on, like, a head and spine, though. Sorry.
Well, he did get a skull.
Oh, no, I got a skull with a no
and
joke.
A broken substance dagger.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
So, scrounging together from their various pouches, you find 100 coins and a small gemstone that has a pleasant warmth radiating from it.
So, we split this?
Yeah. I can turn it to dust if you wish.
No, not the gold. I don't care about the gem.
Okay, no one's speaking up to claim that gold.
I'll claim that gold.
Oh, yeah. If the option is to split it, then yeah, that'd be a good idea.
How many of us are in here? The wolf doesn't count. She's not here.
And I just ran out of here, or ran fly, whatever.
Four ways. Four ways, boys. That's 25 smackaroos apiece.
Yep. You divide up 25 gold to each person.
Yeah. I grab mine and run for Hild.
I take the gem.
Right, Hild, you rush out. Where are you going?
I don't know. From this vantage point of the cave entrance, do I notice Sasa anywhere or signs of her? Orin as a head, but Sasa's probably out there.
Go ahead and make a discern realities.
Let's see. 10 and 1, so 11, which means I could pick 3. What should I be on the lookout for?
I'm assuming blood and gut spatters.
Yeah, that'd be a good start.
Okay. What else would be? Do I have to ask these, like, now? Or when I get closer to Sasa? Or...
You can hold them in reserve for the scene, I think.
Okay.
As long as they'd be relevant to what you're studying.
Discern realities?
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Oh, you got 25 gold, Avon, by the way.
Why?
Because they found... 100 gold and split it 4 ways for the 4 people who were in the room.
Well, that's very kind of you, Dream. Thank you. I knew that freeing you from those shekels was a... I pocket the gold.
Told you he was on
a wise move.
Oh yeah, and there totally wasn't a gem neither.
There was. Maybe you deserve a service fee.
Okay.
So, following the trail of guts.
Yes. It leads you down the base of the mountain into the woods. There's like a pool of blood and viscera where you think they have stopped for a while at the base of the mountain.
Okay. What happened here recently? To use one of the questions.
It looked like they hesitated, but... there's nowhere to sit or become comfortable. So you assume they were talking?
Does the trail go on from the pool, or did it just stop?
It's a lot harder to find now that it soaks into the earth.
Can I still attempt to follow?
You can hear movement in the woods. That you hear a direction.
Okay, I'll head that way then.
Okay. You come upon Sasa, standing in the woods near the shore of the lake. She's filthy. It's not unusual.
Sasa, where's Orin?
In the woods.
What?
Why'd you take him?
I was gonna get all, like, stepped on and stuff in there. I didn't want to get more hurt.
Where is he now?
In the woods. I told you.
Show me.
Alright, let's see. I'm just gonna start, like, making weird hops and spinning around.
Does it look like she's trying to see me?
This is not gonna end well for either of you.
I look like I'm honestly thinking. And,
you
know,
see the trail go beyond where we're currently standing.
Sasa, do you actually remember where you buried him?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's just Sasa being
wondrous.
Sasa.
He's by the tree with the rock!
Do I need to roll again to continue on the trail if it does go beyond where we're currently on?
Or... Hold on.
Yeah, you follow Sasa around on her nonsense quest, walking
yeah, like,
you through the woods.
Yeah, like knocking on a tree and...
But continuing with your questions, we're going to say she's filthy. You suspect you should be on the lookout for disturbed earth and one of the million places that Sasa guides you to has
okay.
Up-tilled earth.
Okay.
Let's hope I didn't try a bunch of places, find a rock, and then hope to go elsewhere.
Okay, at one of these places, I would like to use my last question of what here is not what it appears to be. In an attempt to find this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you find a section of fresh earth that looks like it would be a very small grave.
I'm gonna stab into it with the end of my halberd and...
Find an acorn! No.
On the end of the halberd is...
Yeah, you keep sticking into loose earth.
Head kebab.
This is terrible. This is awful. This is what a Valkyrie would do.
Eventually, yank out a partially reconstituted body.
Yep. That's where I put you!
You weren't supposed to tell her.
I couldn't remember.
I'm going to...
really scary.
I'm going to decapitate him again.
Why do you have to do that? That's
to keep control. And I'm going to... Does he have hair? I forget.
Yes, he has wild hair.
Okay, I'll hold him by that and start grumpily heading back towards the rest of the people.
Okay, rest of the people, what are you doing?
Well, I would like to guide us. Yeah, I would like to guide us to the cliff where they all went.
Yeah, I already said that as soon as I get the gold, I'd dash out after Hild.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to carry Jill Anderson out like an officer and a gentleman.
I'm good.
What?
I'm going to carry you out, Kevin. Are you? No, you're not blind anymore.
No, I'm not blind.
I don't care.
I'm actually rather well now.
Can you roll down the cliff?
Things are better.
Okay,
Can we not rappel or climb this time? Maybe you're a wizard. Can't you do anything to magic us down there?
I don't know. This doesn't seem like a place of power. It hasn't been described as such.
Can you at least? I don't know. Can you concentrate? Can you think? Can you very slowly bring us down? What powers do you even have? You can turn yourself invisible.
Yep. I didn't know.
Heavily established.
You've seen my other two things.
I don't even know what those are. All I know is that
you
turn yourself
into... Oh, wait, no,
you
were the magic missile. Oh,
no, I wasn't.
I did a magic missile.
Okay, so you can blow things up.
You did do a magic missile. It was
pretty yourself
cool.
Invisible. What else can you do?
Oh my god, the first thing you saw me do.
Turn yourself invisible.
No.
Oh, summon spirits. That's right.
Spirits. Yeah. Come on.
Ooh, that's actually really useful.
Yeah, exactly.
But can you magic us down there? Do you have any way of getting us down there that doesn't involve braving the winter?
Can I do a ritual here?
You did manage to hack together a makeshift featherfall with your unseen servant when
That's
you were climbing
true.
Up.
I just really don't want to climb again. It caused people to almost die.
You should learn how to turn into a goat.
I mean, yeah, I could try doing the whole that.
So what would it just be like, you conjure up a set of unseen servants who casually guide us to the ground?
Yeah.
Or a like a daisy chain that just pass us down the mountain.
Sure. Sure. Let's try that.
The daisy chain?
No, not the daisy chain. We really only need like one each.
Yeah, we descend upon the wings of really, really, really physically weak spirits.
Yep.
While they're discussing this, I'm just gonna like start jamming a python into the rock and start rappelling down.
Okay, make me a con base defy danger.
Ooh, I'm good at that. 9. I rolled average.
You get Valkyrie AIDS.
Yes.
I'm really
did you have
concerned
sex with
that...
Gillen, or Avon? Because now you have Valkyrie AIDS.
I'm really concerned about what this Valkyrie AIDS is going to... Like, is there a scar on the back of my hand or something now?
Yeah, I'm sure it's raw and red. I mean, it's healed up with fresh skin.
But like... It doesn't match. This is really fucking freaky, so I'm really concerned.
You're gonna get, like, spectral wings?
Yeah.
And look hideous?
I'm gonna get Norse syphilis.
Pretty sure that's just syphilis.
Okay. As you scale down, jamming your pitons into the wall, for one thing, you're quickly losing everyone else.
Yeah.
That they're still bitching about how they're going to get down because walking is hard.
Oh, yeah, that was
it. It is.
Walking is. Yeah.
It's not really a walk. It's really more of a violent fall.
That's why you bound down as a goat.
And you spot something you didn't see on the way up as you're clearing away some stone to hammer in your next spike.
Yes?
You see a set of Jotun ruins, or Jotun runes.
Runes, okay.
Carved into the side of the mountain.
Now here's an important point. Do I know how to read them since I was raised by humans?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you know how to read them, since you were raised by humans?
Probably not.
I'm gonna
say
I
mean, writing
that...
in general is a generally new thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm gonna say that there's, like, maybe a couple of runes that I might recognize that were,
like
sewn
very
into
remedial
my...
stuff?
Yeah, I was gonna say that were maybe sewn into my blankets that my, that I was wrapped up in when they stole me. Probably something along the lines of, you know, my Jotun name.
Okay. So in this case, you know just enough to recognize
that this is Jotun writing.
Okay. Hmm.
Deeply concerned?
I am interested, but I'm really more worried about Sasa and Hild and that headless guy, or that bodiless guy, rather.
Really, it's a bodiless head.
Yeah, because... Mm. I mean, because, you know, Hild's a good and faithful person, and so I should be helping her. And Sasa, if she's dead, I can't convert her to the will of Thor, so... I've gotta go help them first. I'll mark it in my mental map.
Okay. Yeah, you scale down in a slow, hard climb.
I'll try to remember them so that I can give a probably not even close to accurate description of them to Gilly later.
Are you smart enough to make a rubbing?
I mean, I'm average. I've got a zero mod.
It's up to you.
You can like, that try seems to like just remember it off to... the top of your head.
No, I'm not going to take the time. I'm just going to, like, yeah. If it later on, I will make an int roll later to try to remember and sketch them out.
Okay. Gil Anderson, are you trying your unseen servant?
Yeah, I'll do it.
This is going to be great.
Guess I'll... Well, 8. Although it's a cantrip, so...
So what?
I don't know. I guess I forget it for the day. Maybe, nah.
No, you still keep using them. You only forget...
Yeah. No, you can lose your cantrips for the day. Yeah, that's if you fail casting it, you can lose access.
But if he succeeds, it's not like you auto-lose them if you succeed.
Yeah. Right, but he rolled an 8.
Oh, an 8. Sorry, I didn't hear that bit.
Yeah.
So you lose it for the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gets himself down, leaves the rest of them up there.
Sorry. I say as I, just get...
So, it is slow and it is undignified as the unseen servant, carries you one at a time, down to each outcropping, goes back to the next person. It's just slowly hauling you around, cradling you like a baby. But you guys eventually make it down the base of the mountain. But first Bjorn runs into Hild, who is clutching Orin by the hair. Sasa, are you sticking with her?
Yeah, I'm just basically like, why are you torturing him and like all that kind of stuff?
And I'll be replying because he's trying to kill the gods and etc. etc.
Well, the gods are really powerful, right? Can't they take care of it if they're so worried?
I am a herald of the god Odin, and this is my job.
So he can't do things without you?
No, he does plenty of things.
This is more for the things that he doesn't have time to do because he's busy doing other things.
Well, wouldn't his life kind of bump up on the list?
Either way, I'm sure our argument just kind of keeps going like that just because of the way Sasa is.
Yeah, you guys all eventually descend into a circular argument.
Until we run into Bjorn.
Yeah, and I really wish I could get there, because I sure could offer an actual, really good explanation of why Sasa should do a thing.
Well, I imagine when Bjorn gets there, the circular argument continues.
Yes, only with more people on the pro-god side.
Yeah, because after a minute of that, Bjorn will get frustrated and say, "That's enough, we really need to deal with this thing right here."
You're torturing him! When I first see Bjorn, I'm going to toss the head towards him and, tell him, order him, whatever. You take care of this. Sasa seems to have been enchanted to steal him away.
I wasn't enchanted.
What do you mean, take care of how?
Keep an eye on him.
I'm just gonna, like, as his spine keeps growing, I'm just gonna keep smashing it with my hammer to dust.
Can't you see that, how painful that must be?
You know what, fucking, after a few smashes that, I'm gonna get frustrated and just smash the head into paste and be like,
ow.
You guys are fucking horrible!
He's trying to kill the gods!
And so the argument continues until everyone else comes.
At least I'm honest about it.
Yeah, and I'm honest in trying to keep her from killing the thing that I live for.
That's pretty sad that you just live for people that don't care about you.
Thor cares sad. About me! And then the argument continues.
Okay.
Now you have Bjorn's full attention, because he is mightily offended.
Gilenderson, Grim, and eventually Avon are carried like children down the side of the mountain by unseen force. Into probably a full-on shouting match.
Punctuated every 30 seconds or so with a giant slam as the hammer
Stop
meets the boulder.
Smashing him!
Alright, so I'm going to intentionally fail to do anything bardic in order to draw everybody's unwanted attention towards me.
That how that works? Okay.
So you cast invisibility?
You yell at us.
You shoot a magic missile?
No.
You insert yourself in the middle of the situation. What are you doing with their attention?
I say, hold it! And then I turn to Sasa and say, Sasa, why did you bring this man away from us?
Because you were torturing him.
Slam!
That's true. Do you happen to know what he was doing?
Doing what?
This man was attempting to kill the gods, right?
So?
Okay. Well, do you happen to know what happens at the end of the world?
The world ends?
No, that's not what happens at all. The world resurges, anew, fertile, ready to grow.
Yeah? So?
Yes.
If you could stop a giant fire from burning down the forest, wouldn't you?
No, this isn't a fire that burns down the forest. This isn't a fire at all, it's water. It's water.
But the same property applies!
Well, why don't you want to water the world? Why don't you want the world to re-emerge, fertile, new, with all of the crazy, awful
it's
things that have happened to it
already
removed?
Fertile.
It's not, though. Is that mountain fertile? Are you fertile?
Whoa, that seems like a personal question.
Don't you see the trees growing on the mountain?
But could
As
they
the
grow...
goats eating the grasses on the mountain? That
I just find it amazing that you, somebody who is dedicated to a world of growth and wonder and green, wouldn't want a world to resurge after the end as a newborn
but
baby.
If you can stop the end.
Then you want an old world, an old, worn-out monstrosity? Have you ever seen a tree that's... Stop interrupting me. Have you ever seen a tree that stops growing?
No.
Yes, you have. They become petrified. They become dark. They become rotten.
That's when they die.
But our world doesn't die. The end of our world is the end of our world... is the emergence of a new one. Fertile, young, ready to grow. By the way, this is actually what happens at the end of Ragnarok.
I know.
Yeah. I know.
So, okay, cool, great.
Hey, Bjorn was
so what I'm
to
going to do is I'm using...
every few seconds and trying to spout lore about how... Like, the general idea being... You see, it's like whenever a forest fire comes through and, you know...
Ragnarok is...
Give me, like, two seconds.
Okay.
He's trying to say... like, something along those lines. If the forest fire comes through and clears everything away and makes everything fertile again. What he actually ends up saying is he goes off on a tangent about how the fire goes, but then humans kind of, like, stop it, and then they start chopping down trees to bring it into the forge, to burn for the forge, and he goes off on this rabbit trail that makes no sense.
Oh, you're saying, like, how controlled burns suck balls.
No, the general idea that Eivon is trying to get across is that Ragnarok isn't burning down the world. Ragnarok is making the world ready and fertile for a new, better world than what we have right now. Because there are things in this world that don't grow. And Sasa's general goal is to make things grow. But what happens when things become too old to grow anymore?
I discreetly take out my pocket watch, look to Jill Anderson, and say, man, they've been arguing for a long time, huh?
The thing Sasa sees is she still sees things growing all the time. She doesn't understand the concept of the Earth getting too old to grow. That the Earth is... Yeah.
So I'm going to attempt...
Circular argument.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to express the idea that the world is one singular being to her. And I don't know how I can do that other than... Well, no, like, I don't know how I can do that other than, like, I've explained the idea that Ragnarok is not the end. Ragnarok is the resurgence of a new beginning. Like, if she chooses not to believe that, then what are we going to do? We're at a point here, though, where, like, Sasa is very obviously conflicting with everybody else, and I'd like to know how we can resolve this conflict.
Probably stop torturing the guy.
No, this guy's an asshole. He enslaves children.
We're just stopping him from
enslave the children. The goblins enslaved the children.
Oh my god, what if he's lying to you?
Why would he lie about that?
Because he's lying about the end of the world.
If you do something
to make yourself seem like less of a bad person, that's a great reason to lie.
I am not lying about the end of the world. What you say may well be true. I would just rather try to fix our world than let humanity die on the chance that a new one will come about.
Well, the problem here is that you are not actually among humans.
That is very true.
And then I give him the double Fonzie fingers.
There's one human. What say you, human? How do you feel about humanity? Do you think we should let it die? Eh.
What is he doing here?
Wrong room.
Well, I'd say among the humans we have one vote, and one vote not to let them die.
I was raised by humans.
Okay, so let's hear this guy. Alright, so let's hear him out. Fine. He's only ahead anyway. What's your entire alternative solution to letting the world end and then be resurged as a golden land where we can all grow?
Well, we won't be here. We'll be dead.
I'm not talking to you, Sasa. I'm asking him what his solution is.
We sidestep Ragnarok. We avoid the war and people continue to grow and we get incrementally better. Children are born. They are the future. And then they're children's children. Trust me, I've seen it many times.
Right, but I don't care about what could potentially happen. What's your plan to sidestep it?
Since you're going to try to thwart me.
No. I actually...
Oh, wait. You're doing your bullshit open and honest thing?
No. I'm not doing my bullshit open and honest thing. You, Nick DiPetrillo, I couldn't hear you because your Skype thing cut out.
Okay. I'd rather not tell you because you're going to try to thwart me.
I propose a third way. You obviously want to kill the gods, and we don't want to kill the gods, but we don't want the world to be killed either. So can you come up with an alternative solution?
He
wasn't going to
kill the gods. He did say he was going to kill the gods.
He exactly said that.
I talked with him earlier. He said he wasn't going to kill the gods.
We could destroy the Jotun. That would stop Ragnarok.
Suddenly, Bjorn puts a hand to his chin and says, "Tell me more."
I hold up a hand and say, "Hold on a moment," and then I turn to Hild. How would you feel about the Jotun being destroyed?
Well, isn't that what the
god's purpose is, to gather an army against the Jotun?
Right, but what if you what if maybe we destroyed the Jotun before you gathered that army?
It would save me a lot of trouble.
I also start stroking my chin.
I told you he wasn't a bad guy.
Well, he did a really bad job of explaining himself earlier.
Yes, to be fair, he
ran and tortured him.
He basically said the trigger words, "I'm going to kill the gods."
Yeah, he opened with a really bad argument of, "I'm going to kill the gods." But if we kill the Jotun and let the gods keep going, then it seems like we've found a solution. Grim, how do you feel about this?
What have the gods ever done for me?
But what haven't the gods done for you?
They didn't give me this sweet, sweet gold that I get for myself.
But they didn't take it away, either.
Also, the power of the gods directly aided in you getting that gold, because it helped us kill
I mean, supposedly. I ain't never met no god. So, where's
we'll
this gold
deal
coming
with that
from?
Later.
Does that mean you're not a crazy nut like these other guys?
But if we kill the Jotun, we might meet the gods.
And if we kill the gods, I can get more gold.
Okay.
No.
Here's
we
a question.
The...
Question for Nick.
Oh. Yes.
So one of my moves is gaining divine guidance according to my deity's precept of religion. By petitioning my god according to the precept, right? And so I have... So Thor, with his power over bloody conquest, which I think destroying the Jotuns has to do with bloody conquest, and one of the things that divine guidance can do is give me knowledge of how does he feel about this thing relating to his thing. So I would like to petition my god via suffering to learn how he feels about us possibly destroying the Jotuns before Ragnarok. Is that something he's into, or is that something that no, he's not into at all?
How are you suffering?
I'm going to go off by myself, and I'm going to start hitting... I'm going to start just like lay my hand down on a rock and start hitting it with my hammer while praying to Thor.
Roll your damage die.
I guess I'm watching over the head while you do
so
that.
So 5, and I assume it goes through armor because I'm specifically hurting myself.
Yeah, you're actively trying to hurt yourself.
Yeah, so I'm at 19 health.
You have a lot of health.
I have a high con.
He does. He's very tanky.
Yep, that's the idea.
So, you, it threw blinding splashes of pain.
Yes.
Have a moment of clarity.
Uh-huh.
That anyone else fighting the Jotun wouldn't be sidestepping Ragnarok, it would be starting it.
Huh.
Because that's just it, the Jotun clashing with gods and their agents. But you are a Jotun.
Huh. So like...
So you potentially could be the key to destroying the Jotun and sidestepping the entire 3 years of winter and death of humanity.
Huh. What about me? I'm not an agent of gods. No.
That's true.
I think the only one of us who would count as an agent of gods, technically, if you don't count me as an agent of Thor, would be Hild.
So, as long as any killing of Jotun happens via the hand of a Jotun, we're not technically starting Ragnarok.
Right, it's like he's allowed to say that.
Okay, so I'm going to stand up, cradling my hand to me, my broken and destroyed hand, and like walk back in and just wait for a lull in the conversation and say, so, if the gods or anyone related to the gods attempted to exterminate the Jotun, that wouldn't be sidestepping Ragnarok, that would be starting it. But you know, I am a Jotun. And you're not an agent of the gods. And neither are you. I mean, you are, but you're not, and you're definitely not. You're just no. Do you think maybe we could do this?
Is this a thing we should do?
So as long as anybody but Hild kills something related to the Jotun, we're technically avoiding Ragnarok?
From what I understand of Thor's teachings, yes.
Okay, you need to understand how easy it is for Hild to kill something.
I can practice Estrange.
Can you? Is that, like...
Are you questioning my discipline?
Do you...
No, I'm questioning the...
My question is, do you wish to?
I point directly to your halberd and say, I question that.
And you don't think I could practice restraint using the weapon I've been using for centuries?
I don't know. Can you? If you can, then I totally trust that.
I'm going to swing at him and stop right before I hit him.
All right, well, that's going to be a challenge.
I mean, I watched you cut your bird lady friend in half back there.
I'm going to start smelling the thief.
Okay.
He's new.
Oh, no,
I pat her on the head.
Introductions.
So, not to doubt your ability to practice restraint, person who has hacked me to bits dozens of times today.
Don't forget, cut her best friend in half.
Yes. Perhaps there is a way that you could kill Jotun without starting Ragnarok, according to your friend's theory.
Would it be turn away from Odin?
That would be it.
That
no.
I got it right!
That doesn't seem like it would happen. Look significantly at Hild.
Yep, make an X shape with my hand, say, nope, that's not going to happen.
But in this instance, turning away from Odin, renouncing him, would be the ultimate demonstration of your service to him.
I look very worried and confused and unsure about literally everything I've ever known over at Hild.
I'm going to point my halberd at him and say, I will not betray my god.
But would
you
betraying
will not
be...
convince me otherwise.
Be, like, the greatest honor to him?
Well, sleep on it.
Okay, hold on a second. So I want to actually ask a question about Norse mythology, which...
Yeah.
So, have there ever been any situations in which the gods have engaged with the Jotun that have not started Ragnarok?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now, what about the servants of the gods?
Yes, still.
Okay, so then I would like to use that opportunity to bring up the idea that, hold on, Valkyries and the servants of the gods have attacked the Jotun multiple times in the past without starting Ragnarok, right? Legend of the Heroes Past.
Right.
Well, you're walking a gray area.
Right, but the point is that Ragnarok has not occurred in the past when the servants of the gods and the gods themselves have engaged with the Jotun before. So, the way that I see it, either Hild is still able to serve the gods, but also attack the Jotun, and even if it turns out that she's inadvertently causing Ragnarok, we still have 3 whole years to destroy every other Jotun that exists before the war begins, right?
What if the Ragnarok is just going to happen? Like,
yeah, that's
whoever
another question.
Made the prophecy was just looking for clues to start it, but it was actually just a set point in time.
Yeah, well, that's another question. What if it has nothing to do with Hild actually attacking Jotun or anything like that? There have been plenty of opportunities for the gods to fight the Jotun in the past, and all that has happened is that we've gotten to this point, and winter has not lasted for 3 years. Indeed, is it autumn? It's autumn right now. It feels a little chilly, but that's not winter. Hild, I think that you're still going to be able to kill whatever you want to kill. Is that good?
Yes.
Yes. The Jotun, the enemies of the gods, excluding Bjorn.
You don't have to do that. I know what you mean.
No, I'm scared.
It's a little
scared.
Insulting, actually, that you feel the need, so...
Still scared.
So you don't look like him?
Yes.
In general.
But... yeah,
so is that why you don't look like all the other humans?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a very small Jotun.
He's not as handsome as all the other humans.
Was he like a runt of a litter?
No, he... what?
I don't know.
Sasso, we can have a conversation about this later.
You say that all the time, and we never have that conversation.
I don't want to talk about things.
He's saving it for Ragnarok.
I heard it'll be a long winter.
You have to fill the time somehow. Well, I'm all in favor of this course of action if it means that you stop mutilating me continuously.
Right. I have a condition for this. We stop mutilating you, but we find a way so that you're just a head.
Does he have to just be a head?
I'm really worried about...
tie him up or put him in a cage or something?
I don't like being stabbed, and he's actually a really good conversation.
I have not attacked shackles. You at all.
Yeah,
well, to
I
be
don't...
fair, you were just ahead when I got to the scene, so I don't actually know if you're capable of stabbing.
Actually, he didn't attack me at all.
He wasn't just ahead when you got to the scene. You were the one who suggested I behead him, so...
Yeah, she was just cutting off legs and arms.
I didn't see that... I was going to say, I didn't see him have any arms or legs. He was just a torso.
Yes, he was ahead and torso at that point.
He was just sitting there, and Hild decided to hack him up.
Yeah, but I just kind of decided that maybe the torso could also be more dangerous. I don't know. I'm actually not really convinced that you're dangerous. Now that you seem to want to sidestep Ragnarok, I'm a little bit convinced. But at the same time, I feel very bad about you wanting to kill the gods. So maybe not kill the gods.
Well, I'll tell you. I chose the gods because they have often and directly meddled in the affairs of mortals to their great... sorrow. Whereas Jotun, some savagery aside, they tend to keep to their own.
I'd still feel better if, you know, we didn't go against Thor. He's kind of a big deal.
Clearly I can't stop you.
Couldn't we kill the Jotuns and then the gods, and then we won't have to worry about any of that?
We are not
killing
the gods.
Let's just not kill the gods!
But they meddle.
So does you?
Meddling is not better than destroying.
Right. We agree on step one, then. You're going to go fight the Jotun, you're going to stop mutilating me.
I don't know why we had to mutilate you before.
We didn't... the last time we fought anyone who was... some kind of horrible, mystical, magical person, they very nearly killed us all. We didn't want to take a chance. I looked down at the head.
Sorry,
it's not you.
Head pets
it's our
I was a snow leopard.
I wasn't there
okay.
for that. I was too busy climbing
the mountain.
Why was I climbing
the
mountain?
The last time I encountered dark magic, I nearly died. I saw Hell herself. That was actually... She's about half attractive. It's funny. I'll tell you about it sometime. But seriously, I don't want to take any chances.
We've met.
Are you meeting with her right now? Because I just want to let her know that I'm sorry.
I'll pass it along next time I see her.
Oh, or is this like one of those things where it's like she banned you from her realm and that's why you can't die?
I'd really rather not get into this with you.
Why not?
Because you've spent the last 2 hours bashing me to bits over and over again, and quite frankly, I hate you.
Sigh, slam.
Will you stop doing that?
Yes, Bjorn, I think the time for violence has passed. This person is clearly our ally.
I look to Hild, who's the person I trust most.
Hild, I think the time for violence has passed. This person is clearly our ally.
Then show us a token of, I guess, your cooperation.
Isn't it kind of hard to do that when you're a smashed up head?
Okay, so let's wait for him to at least regenerate his fucking arms.
How about I tell you how to use one of the relics you pilfered from me?
What?
Allegedly.
Your token human friend stole one of my belongings, a skull.
He does that.
This is a bone for when Sasa turns into a wolf. For her to chew on. It was a present. You just spoiled the surprise, sir. I tossed the skull at him.
It's his spine.
Yep, I just throw it at him. Angrily.
Ow.
That's what you get. Your chair was stolen by a cat.
So, Green, your gift notwithstanding, because it's certainly a fine gift for a wolf. What does it actually do, though?
It holds lager and mead and such.
You drink and brains. Brains. Nah, no brains. Brains is another one. Brains. There's eyes no brains, also. Yeah. But seriously. Nah. You have my ear.
Once per evening, you can ask who has it in for you, and the skull will give you a name.
Oh, did you ask that one for like 4 days beforehand to get all of us?
This is not the first time I've heard the name Hild.
But what about Bjorn? Is Bjorn one of them? Come on, you must have asked. Actually, now that I think about it, you probably have a lot of enemies. I'm sorry about that. Never mind. Forgive me.
I'm going to pick up the skull, put it in my bag, and gesture for Bjorn to stop doing the thing he's been doing.
I holster my hammer.
How time you stopped torturing him.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to recover my body and then go bury my friends in peace.
Yeah, what was... Actually, no, since you've got lots of recovery time, exactly why were you using, what appears to be corrupted Valkyries as your friends?
Corrupted Valkyries meaning Valkyries?
No, they appeared to have lost all of their wings and been replaced with some sort of spectral monstrosity, so I'm asking a question
Odin
based on my fate.
Odin turned them away, so...
I feel like there's more to the story than just Odin turned them away, because I've seen what happens when Odin turns someone away, and it seems a lot more benign than that.
Well, aren't Valkyries, like, special to Odin?
Okay,
so
aren't...
A punishment
she wasn't
even
like
worse
that when she left.
Hild, do you want to tell them about Odin's love?
I actually personally don't know much what to say in this instance, what Kill probably does.
In this case, it's not something that is public knowledge. He seems to assume it is, or knowledge among the Valkyries.
Very well. Odin fills Valkyries with magic. Not surprising. The power of Odin created them. They are his servants. Slaves, frankly. And that magic sustains them. Now, if that blessing is removed, they will suffer. Not the first day, not the first year, perhaps not the first lifetime. But eventually... Like a drunk who's forced to stay dry, they will suffer for the lack of Odin's power. You have seen the results.
So then it is simply that a Valkyrie was drawn to love for a human, and then after his life left him, she remained.
That was Glinda's story. They each had their own, until you murdered them.
Better than they be released from their suffering. A luxury that it appears you do not have.
No, it has not escaped my notice. I am incapable of dying. It's right in the name.
How did that happen?
Yes, I'm curious about that as well, which is what I was getting at.
Yes, I believe I covered that I don't want to talk about it with you.
Well, unfortunately, we'll continue torturing you under the notice of Sasa. Sorry, but you can't stop us. Until you tell us.
Why do we want to keep torturing him? I thought we were on his side.
We're not going to torture him.
I'm confused.
I'm parlaying with him right now. And I'm going to roll my charisma for that one.
Okay. Under threat of torture?
Yeah.
Yeah, but while you're saying that, Bjorn is saying, wait, why are you wanting to torture him? I thought we were on his side.
Yep, I'm bluffing.
Like a good opportunity
for
someone to...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're bluffing. He's still...
Yeah,
he doesn't know that.
No, we're not
gonna Bjorn
doesn't
know
him.
That.
Nope,
Bjorn is going
that.
To actively fight against you, torturing him now that he thinks that we're on his side.
Anyone who wishes to can roll and interfere the other side of aid.
Yeah.
How do I interfere?
Are you rolling 2d6 minus however many bonds you have to Avon?
I don't have any bonds.
Okay.
Wait, so
it's still plus
minus?
Bond.
I thought it was just plus.
Yeah, it's still plus bond, but we give a plus one or a minus
two. Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, it's plus bond, but it's minus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get a 10, so he gets a minus two.
I rolled a 12, so that's another minus two. A minus four total.
They're really taking the legs out of your argument when they're like, wait, we're not torturing him. What are you talking about?
Well,
really takes the teeth out of that.
So I have a bond to both Bjorn and Sasa. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
You're not aiding or interfering with them. I don't think you can interfere with interfering, so.
Well, I still rolled the 10. Not a 10. What is it? Crap. So it's minus 2, minus 2.
Minus 4, yeah.
So minus 4 plus that. Sorry.
And I don't think you can count your small and a helpless thing because you're actively trying to intimidate someone.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Well, let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to think this fucking through. What is the numbers here?
1d2, 1d6 plus another d6 plus your cha mod. Minus 4.
That's right.
Do you plan on sharing, or...?
Yeah...
I love dead air.
Yeah, it's the best, isn't it?
I'm going to take that plus one forward that I got a long time ago on what here is not what it appears to be to bring myself up to 7.
Wait, what was that? When
was
this?
What,
is
oh,
it
that
related?
A long
time ago. Like hours
ago. That's a different scene, though.
What was that related to?
Yeah, what did you end up finding
harpies?
Oh,
are you tracking the harpies?
So, here's the thing.
Yeah?
So, this guy is genuinely interested in acting against the divine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the thing that was not what it seemed to be was that these Valkyries are corrupted.
Okay.
What does that have to
so
do with
I'm going
you threatening
to
torture him?
All right. Well, it turns out that what was the thing that I was asking him?
How he is immortal.
Uh-huh. So, I want to know, because I'm thoroughly convinced at this point that his immortality is granted to him by the same thing that allowed him to corrupt the divine.
what his game is. Otherwise, it brings me to a 6 if that doesn't apply, so I fail. But
I assumed that it expired when the scene ended.
And I don't think it's even related. That is big stretch. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to point out that this guy here was able to take the divine servants and corrupt them to his cause. I assume that same cause is also related to his immortality. If it's not, then by all means. But if it is at all related to his immortality, then I'd like to use that +1 forward that I haven't used.
I still don't think that it has to do with anything with you wanting to torture him, but okay.
No, I have no idea. I have no intention whatsoever to torturing him. I'm using that as a bluff because I want to know what makes him immortal.
Mm-hmm. A sly smile spreads across his decapitated head. Perhaps I'll tell your great-grandchildren.
Did you want me to take you someplace better to regrow?
Or just leave.
There's some really pretty frost-covered flowers, like, that way somewhere, I think.
I would be happy to just stop being tortured.
I'm gonna scoop him up and take him away.
I already said I would stop!
You're watch over the doing two it of more. Them.
Darn it.
I'm telling Bjorn to watch over the two of them, and I'm gonna fly back up to the cavern.
The two of who?
Sasa and the head.
Oh, okay. I'll follow Sasa then.
Man, I was really hoping that the +1 would work because that would bring me up to a 7.
Yeah, I know you were.
He could tell.
It is a stretch of a stretch of a stretch.
I don't feel like it is because I have no idea what causes him to be immortal. I assumed it was the same force that corrupted the divine, which would actually make it apply perfectly.
Okay. You assume that.
All right, well, now I know I'm wrong, so.
You assume that you're wrong, sure.
Either way, my personal agenda is to actually go back and bury the Valkyries while Orin is being watched over and who knows what other people are doing.
Okay. So you're flying up and just... Are you going to carry the bodies out and bury them or make a cairn or something?
A cairn?
A stone covering them, I think.
Whatever would be appropriate, I actually don't know.
Burning is pretty traditional.
Okay. Then, yeah, somewhere outside that's not inside the cave and do that thing.
Okay.
Lay them down respectfully.
So let me ask you this. The funerary rites for a Valkyrie are different than they are for, like, a human or an elf or something. Are you burying them as Valkyries or just as people?
They're not Valkyries anymore.
They're just not Valkyries pumped full of Odin magic.
No, they're definitely not Valkyries anymore. They're heretics.
I think they're... would treat them as Valkyries just because they once were.
Good for you.
And now you're one of them. Odin doesn't like
you. She's doing good things. Odin needs to follow the spirit of the law, not the letter.
He's Odin. He can do whatever he wants.
You have to also keep in mind one of the conditions of my quest is hospitality. Mm-hmm. Which I probably need to renew with a new thing since I kind of found out what Orin was doing. To probably prevent the killing of the gods or killing of the Jotun or something along those lines. I'm not too sure, actually.
What, to prevent the killing of the Jotun? Or...
No, prevent the killing of the gods. Okay. Slash
or literally commit genocide.
I mean, but they're Jotun.
That's racist.
It doesn't matter. I can say these things. You can't.
So, I don't know. Whenever an opportunity to do that would be and stuff. But yeah, spinner rats.
Wait, so you are gonna bury them as Valkyries?
Because they once were, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sasa carries Orin's head away, apparently followed by Bjorn.
Okay. I'll put him down, try to make him comfortable, apologize profusely for the torture that my companions brought upon him.
Bjorn looks penitent. He doesn't say anything, though.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah.
I don't think you and your friends are doing the right thing, but regardless, I wish you luck in your quest.
Thank you. I hope you don't get tortured anytime soon.
You don't think that we're doing the right thing by trying to stop Ragnarok by killing the Jotuns?
I don't think it's the ideal plan. Let me say that. I think the goal was admirable, obviously.
Wouldn't it be easier to kill non-gods than gods?
Well, there are a lot more Jotun than gods. As his body is knitting itself back together, you guys can see smoke rising from the mountain of a funerary fire.
Oh, good. Everybody's following their own little ritualistic practices.
And he at last regenerates. He sits up naked, stretches out his new limbs. Well, again, I wish you luck. And be very careful. There is a looming presence of dark magic that follows your friends.
I noticed it following Hild.
Pretty sure it's the book.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's also the book, but I don't want to talk about it.
You're also not there.
There's just
Bjorn is.
An overwhelming presence
but
of evil.
Tom, the player, I'm saying that, yeah, it's probably the book.
There's an overwhelming presence of evil.
Maybe it's that one gem I have.
I wish you the best of luck.
You too.
And that is where we will stop.
Okay. So, here's the important question. Are we counting
yes.
this as bedding down and resting for the evening, or...?
You guys have nothing immediately pressing, so you can certainly do that.
Sweet, so we can level up. Been waiting to do this for about a month.
When does the level up action happen, though? Does it happen after all of this, or does it happen before all of this?
When you have downtime, hours or days, so... Basically, we could say between sessions.
Ah.
You guys take some time to rest and heal up.
Unless it's something where, you know, something's about to happen.
Yeah, unless at the beginning of next session somebody's like, alright, I immediately want to track down Orin and burn him to death.
Ah. I just
yeah,
feel
unless
bad.
Someone immediately propels the action again.
Yeah, I just feel really bad that my bluff, like, failed. Because, like, the general idea I was hoping for was that, you know... The world being renewed meant that literally everything in the universe could grow as opposed to just everything that was growing right now.
No, it's a good argument.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to compel any of the player characters to believe certain things.
No, I recognize that. I'm ashamed.
Seeing things grow all the time constantly, so...
I am just ashamed of myself that I was not able to manipulate Sasa.
Yeah, well,
she is stubborn.
And on the Bjorn side, this guy was offering me the chance to, you know, do bloody.
I really like
on the enemies of Thor. So
yeah, I really like the idea of murdering a lot of Jotun. Jotun?
Jotun?
Jotun? Can I just call him Jotun?
You guys just wanted to torture him.
No, we don't want to torture him. We just thought he was the ally of the enemy of the gods. Turns
does
out
anyone
he
have bonds they feel are resolved?
After watching
that back and forth between Sasa and Eivon, I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back on Bjorn's hopes to ever convert her to the face of Thor. Because he's been trying to do this for the entire time he's been traveling with her. And if the man who can, you know, talk anyone into anything can't get her to change her mind, there's no way that Bjorn's going to do that. And he's going to sadly give up.
Okay.
Fair enough. I don't think Thor would be a god for Sasa if she decided to convert to religion.
Exactly.
I mean, you still get the XP. Like, you made the effort, and it is resolved. It's just not resolved in the way that your character necessarily wanted it.
Yep.
I would like to say that I have definitely discovered how Grimm's skills can be useful to us.
By getting money?
Hand-stabbing. No, it was the... He
piercing
stabbed
your
me...
hand?
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, he stabbed me through the hand, but his action that committed violence against me murdered one of our enemies.
And I it is certainly a brutal efficiency.
Yes. My opinion of Grimm right now is that he is a man who is exactly that, brutally efficient.
And profit.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, that is resolved. He is a man who is capable of committing brutal violence upon my enemies. Even if I happen to be caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, mine are stay, because they haven't really moved anywhere.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Bond resolved?
I gotta say that Hild performing that funeral rite is definitely gonna make for a fantastic verse in her tale.
Well, you're not quite there, you can only assume.
No, I'm not done yet. But it's
gonna
happen.
Like witnessing the actual thing happen.
Kay. Oh yes.
So alignments. Eivon is good, right?
I am chaotic.
Oh, you're chaotic. Oh, you're right. Yeah, so spur others to significant and unplanned decisive action.
Probably didn't happen this time around.
Oh, fuck yes, I did.
Thinking. I mean, you certainly tried.
Oh, yes, but
I just
it
don't
didn't
think
happen.
You su- yeah, I
no,
don't think
I,
you
it,
succeeded.
It didn't happen. Like, I tried to, but it did not happen.
Okay.
Bjorn definitely did.
Bjorn,
endanger
yourself.
Following Thor's precepts. Destroy my enemies. And I specifically put myself in danger to deal more pain to my enemies.
Yes, repeatedly. Sasa, help something or someone grow.
Literally, I hope that you grow.
Yes, you did. Okay. Grimm, shift danger or blame from yourself to someone else.
No. I stabbed Tom in the hand. That's not really doing anything. But I never want to forget that.
If you were, like,
it doesn't take it off
the cause of Kevin's attack, that would be...
Well, I tried. I had the skull, and I was like, it was for Sasa, but... No, I don't think I got anything for that.
Okay.
For my alignment.
Yeah, you certainly played the spirit of your alignment. You just
sure did.
Trigger that specific condition. is Gilenderson?
He's good, but
good.
I don't even
use
know
magic
anymore.
To directly aid another.
Yeah, I helped people down some mountains.
Yeah, I helped us down the mountains.
Yeah.
You did.
He also
he was
put
undignified.
Himself in danger by trying to blast that Valkyrie for us. He was trying to help us there.
He was a great distraction for me to run off his head.
Yep.
Magic used magic missile. To be that distraction.
Okay. And Hild, deny mercy to a criminal or unbeliever.
Yeah, I killed Linda.
You did.
And everyone else.
minimal hesitation, like, oh, you're not with us anymore, then you're gonna die.
Well, she very explicitly said that she was loyal to Orin, and at that time it was like, Orin, he wants to kill the gods. So that's kind of how that connected.
Yep. Legitimate.
Okay, regarding bonds, I would like to declare a new one for Grim.
Go for it.
Grim is a sharp blade in a fight. I will focus his aim away from innocent targets.
Fair enough.
Because the only thing I know is that, God, he deals a lot of damage. And, God, he deals a lot of damage through me.
Okay. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to kill all the Jotuns now.
There's a third way from Ragnarok.
Okay, legit. You guys can all take an XP for that. Did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
The six Valkyries.
We also converted Orin the Deathless away from an enemy to a potential ally. Us. That's a good question.
Yeah, I think you kind of met in the middle. You. Yeah, we did kind of meet in the middle.
But I would say that whole thing definitely qualifies. Like, you discovered these corrupted Valkyries and joined forces-ish with Orin.
He certainly a tenuous ally.
Yeah. I don't know, I think he's okay with Sasa.
Okay, you can all take an XP for that. And did we loot a memorable treasure?
I got a warm gem.
I got a warm gem, a magic skull.
That skull that tells you who wants to do you in.
Yeah, I'd say so.
My present for Sasa.
And also, the dagger of substance means that we'll, in the future, be able to see how it actually...
It's broken.
Okay.
It's broken. We have more substance now, in other words.
Yeah. So we'll be able to see how it works in the future against ghosts, to see if Orin's plan actually would work.
I did keep that dagger, by the way, the broken
piece. Yeah, I mean, presumably you can have it reforged. Okay. Yeah, you can all take an XP for that.
Sweet.
Awesome.
So that puts me at level 4 and 3 experience away from level 5.
So it's 7 plus the level you're going to be? Is that what it is?
7 plus the level that you are. And then you subtract that much and...
Okay, so I have 1 left when I level.
So if I'm level 3, I subtract 10. 10.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm level 4 and 5.
Oh, you got 4 and 5?
No, I'm level 4 and I have 5 experience.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you level at 11. So I'm 4 and 8.
But we're going to do the levels and stuff next time, right?
You can do them on your own time.
Yeah, I mean, you can think about what you want to take, and then we'll probably go over it at the beginning of next time.
Yeah, you're moving. Yeah,
I have enough for a level.
Stat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a stat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
Now this, but the stat's max at 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's also...
18 is plus 3?
Yeah.
18 is plus 3.
Yeah. Which is why...
Max wisdom, bitches.
Yeah, same here. I want to get my wisdom up to plus 3 so that I can cast like a mofo.
What's the bonus for 17?
Plus 2.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
And then 18 is plus 3, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the max.
Got it.
Oi. Empower or serenity?
I really need to start talking to things more.
Yeah, you do. Just talk to every random thing.
I mean, you do have to talk. I should have started talking to that lake.
Yeah, you probably could have, actually.
I can. I have still do that.
Yeah.
We are.
She can talk to regular lakes.
Wait, you should talk to the skull.
I don't know, is that spirit of the sand, the sea, and the stone? It is an inanimate natural object, right?
I have an actual question. Like a mechanical question.
Yep.
It goes to 11 is one of my advanced moves. When you unleash a crazed performance, have I established that my odd dancing with my sword counts as a crazed performance?
I'm very tempted to say that a crazed performance has to involve the book, but I'm not going to force that. I just think it'd be cool. Yeah, you can absolutely do like a fucking trance dance, just give yourself over to the music in your head.
He pops well, the key because, and just goes crazy.
It's just that that's one of the oddities of my class, and it's like I roll charisma, and on a 10 plus, the target attacks their nearest ally in range.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, but, so I've pretty clearly established what Yvonne's properties are. He's like a singer and a dancer, but he yep. has, like, it's the book or it's his own skills, and I want to know which of those would count.
Either one. I would say the thing that makes it a crazed performance is that it's going to be a very noticeable spectacle. Like, it's not something you can do subtly.
Okay. I really like the book, so I'm probably going to focus more on that, but I'm going to move that. I'm going to probably pick that as my advanced move then.
Okay.
God damn it, goes to 11.
Did you take advanced moves?
Yeah, it's it goes to 11 is one of my 2 to 5 advanced moves.
Oh, 2 to 5. Okay. I was thinking of the like 5 plus things.
Yep.
Well, 6.
6 plus, yeah, is that it? Okay.
Yep, it was either that, Duelist Parry, or the Bamboozle.
I'm having hard time choosing between Communion of Whispers, Formcrafter, and Elemental Mastery.
Well, you have a week to think about it.
Yep.
Minimum. Maybe a month.
Oh, goodness, I hope not.
I also hope not. Like, we've been trying.
I have no pending conflicts, so.
Same here.
Yeah, I have nothing.
Alice and I should be good. That's an important one.
What was that?
Alice and I are moving. That's an important one.
Ooh.
When is for that? A while yet, when? So.
Yeah, it's not until like the end of the month, but we are moving. That'll happen soon.
Okay. I'll be not this next week, definitely, but I will be scheduling my tonsillectomy soon.
All right.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, finally you won't getting be your coughing damn tonsils
up. I know.
I think we could stop recording.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's true, we are.